212-757-1027 is our phone number. We have Jim Norton in studio.
Norton.
And Lewis Black, of course.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yes. And during commercials, Anthony was laughing his ballies off. I guess Jim's got a personal on foundrymusic.com.
Yes, he put a personal ad in the classified section of foundrymusic.com. And you expect to get many prospects?
Yeah. I feel like I'll get a few responses on it. It's genuine. It's nice.
It's, of course, Jim Norton. And you can contact him by email here if this fits you, if this is you. This is the lady in his life that he's looking for. I'm looking for a young lady over the age of 18 who's P-U-S.
Okay.
Doesn't smell like an open grave. I enjoy long walks in the park, moonlit nights, and smuggling child pornography in a duffel bag. I'm looking for a long-term relationship or possibly someone to just rape in an alley. I appreciate intelligence, and man-in-the-boat circumcision is a plus. Looks are not important, but if you're fat and reply, I'll hunt you down and kill you with a hammer. I'm down-to-earth, sincere, and I've been told that my sea skin has the consistency of a mealworm. Please enclose a brief note and a picture along with a list of any fluids that have leaked out of your V in the last 6 months. Look forward to hearing from you all. And that's from Norton.
Turn it off. Turn it off.
Turn it off.
Turn it off.
Well, there you go. You got to start somewhere.
Yeah, I figure being honest is important. Well, right. Honesty.
I think a lot of people have found the women of their dreams on these classifieds.
Norton, you're funny, man.
Thanks.
Where did you post that?
Foundrymusic.com.
Right. Okay. On official website.
That website only gets 20,000 hits a day, Lewis. So.
Okay.
Not many people will see it.
I race to the. You know what I do? Whenever I can get my hands on a computer, I like to plug in and try to find something.
Right.
Anything. 20,000. What do I care how many hits it gets? It's whether I'm going to go look.
No, I'm just saying. It's not like a lot of people are going to, you know, read his little personal.
I mean, not a lot. It's a billion people just heard now.
Yeah, exactly.
And we'll probably get 2,000 responses. That's what's psychotic.
Yeah, I think you will.
The ladies know. You got to let them know where you stand.
Right. At least they won't be.
Oh, nice.
All right, Anthony. A lot of people freaking out about the teen voyeur bus. Let's get some info out there, okay?
Right.
Let's start with Ben. Ben, do we have the official route?
Official route is we will head down Broadway.
Yes,
W.
Broadway. Now, there you go.
Down through Times Square, then through the Flatiron District, through the Village, Soho, Tribeca, making the way to City Hall and Wall Street.
So we're just taking Broadway all the way downtown. That's you just need one to know one road, Broadway. Okay? And when is the bus taking off?
We're looking at about 15 minutes from right now.
15 minutes.
Yep.
Very good.
Just waiting for one more girl to walk into the building, and then we're going to round them up and drag them out.
Is the voyeur bus here yet?
The voyeur bus is being pulled onto, I think it's 57th Street.
57th Street?
Yeah.
Right. Nice. We want a little crowd to form, you know, at the starting point for the voyeur bus. So if it is 57th, it'll be right outside the Brooklyn Diner. We should announce the girls one by one as they're going onto the voyeur bus. And
of course.
Give their stats, you know. Their name, their age.
You know, it's funny.
Their measurements.
Again, I'm going to revert to the movie Hardcore. Remember at the beginning of the movie when all the fathers were there with their daughters sending them on that bus that went out to the religious retreat?
Yeah.
It's going to look just like that. Only they're all not coming back.
The scary part is,
they all have Catholic skirts on. And
yeah,
schoolgirl outfits.
Catholic schoolgirl outfits on.
There you go.
Someone wants to try to confirm that sign on the Verrazano Bridge. Let's see. I think someone's pulling our leg, but what the hell? Alvin, what's up?
Hey, guys, it is true. Right now he's talking to two cops. I don't know if he's getting in trouble or just telling them to leave.
So what
is it? It is true. He does have a big sign out there, and he's a real fat guy.
And what does the sign say?
It says, hold on. It says, Opie and Anthony, 102.7 equals new teens. Nude teens. Hey, guys.
Yeah.
When is the going-away party? December 15th, right?
Yeah.
He ain't going
December
anywhere.
December 15th for the liar? You know he's lying.
That's for us.
Yeah, it's not happening. He's just trying to hype it up, guys. Anthony, good job yesterday, Anthony.
Hope
you're going to suck it up, you big pussar.
Thank you, Al.
All right, guys. Boom.
And let's make believe you and I are leaving.
Really?
Yeah.
When? December?
Actually, everybody will start a
14th or 16th?
14th.
December 14th.
Yeah, why not?
That old gag.
Can I give out a bit of bad news to the people?
Yeah.
I don't know if people know or not, but in Rascals tonight in Ocean Township, Stephen Lynch canceled because he's sick. He's a sore throat. Whatever's wrong with him, he's got a sore throat.
He had the same thing that I'm going through, the strep throat.
Yeah, he had to cancel last night.
So. And I'll be doing a solo show because he's sick. No. That was yesterday.
Yeah, so I'm at Rascals tonight, Rascals South. And if you go, you get to see Stephen Lynch for free when he comes back.
Nice.
To make
up
for
you're great, though.
You're terrific. Well, yeah, but it's just, you know, they feel bad because people are there to hear Steve.
Well, sing. Sing a couple of songs. Since you've got that voice.
I think you're competing with Lewis because, Lewis, you're playing tonight, too, right?
No, tonight I'm not.
Oh,
tonight
okay.
I'm just wandering around, you know, making trouble. Trying to get onto the website and get one of my personals in.
No, check this one out.
What?
Oh, that's so nice.
What are you looking at?
That's wrong.
You get these sent to you?
Oh, my God.
That's wrong.
Oh, that's amazing.
This guy was trying to prove a point on instant feedback. He said that we could probably post those pictures of Abigail because if you put teens non-nude in the search engine of Yahoo, pictures come up of teen girls as long as they're not nude.
The lawyers are seriously fighting it out.
I've been going through some of these pictures,
and this
is very questionable.
Where are these from? Are these girls that send pictures to you?
No, this is on a website where they're
teens, non-nude.
Look at that one.
Oh, it's so amazing.
That's like...
Wait a minute, you just punch in teens non-nude.
Non-nude.
I punch in couches, and I get like... You know, football players' websites. Not a couch, but teens not nudes. Boom! There's a picture. It's unbelievable.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
Well, you put in couch and you'll probably get nude teens. You know how that works? Like, wait a minute. There was an N in the word I put in the search engine, and all nude comes up.
That's unbelievable.
Isn't like the WhiteHouse.com a porn site or something like that?
WhiteHouse.com is a porn site because it's WhiteHouse.org, so the actual White House.
Yeah.
And I guess that's for orgasm during the Clinton administration. But it's .org. So if you put in WhiteHouse.com, it is indeed a porno site.
Oh, by the way, we do have Lewis Black in the studio. Rick found the tape of you guys yesterday yet?
Yeah, yesterday.
Hey, Rick, where do I go with this?
Me, Jeffrey Ross, and Adam Ferrara hanging out while you were sick, Opie. And, of course, we brought up Lewis. And we started doing our best homage to Lewis Black.
Man, that's scary. And if Rick could hear me, I don't know if he even can. He's in another room right now. Just
he keeps going back and checking out the ladies.
Just start the tape.
He's going back there. Well, you're going to have to give me your names.
He's going
to
be here tomorrow.
Oh,
Lewis Black.
Here it is. Go figure that one out. He's just so happens to want to come in.
I'm coming in a trench coat. Unbelievable. I don't know which one's which. Oh, Anthony. Do I have to drive the bus? Can I ride on the bus? Where's the bus? She's not 18. She's not 18. It's a mockery. You've ruined this.
The election isn't over, and there's new teens.
It's going to keep going till every Jew in Florida is dead. They won't have to count Florida. These Jews are in Florida, popping Viagra, and stuffing the ballots. If you can't put a hole in a piece of paper, we're not counting your vote. What's a Chad?
Enough with the Chad.
Chad is a gay hairdresser. It's got nothing to do with politics. Pimples. Pregnant dimples. Oh, my Lord. Shoot me now. Kenny is on attack. Kenny is on attack.
Not enough. We ought to just elect a cat.
You know what? We're appointing a queen. I've had it. I gotta go. Blood's coming out of my ears. Jeffrey, pick up my eyes.
Louis Flat.
Yes, well, he'll be here, I guess.
He'll be here tomorrow.
That was some tribute.
An homage.
He's probably at home listening going, they're doing it all wrong.
There you go.
That's fun.
There you go, Louis. That was yesterday's show. Nice. Adam, Jeffrey Ross, and I myself.
Oh, God.
Having fun at your expense.
God, that's funny, man. God, I wish I was that funny. It's giving me some ideas. I can do other things with phlegm. I didn't know. They showed me I could stretch.
Right.
God, those two. That's funny, those two.
Yeah, Ross is a blast.
Should we bring in the teenagers?
Yes.
No, Opie.
All right, well,
no, let's just sit here.
What do you mean?
Yeah, no.
Rick, let's bring in some teenagers and see what they're about.
Well, all right.
The Voyeur bus is definitely here. We're
they're pulling it around. It's like
all right, it's going to be on 57th and
they're pulling it around
in front of
pulling it.
No, they constantly. That's what
they Brooklyn
do.
Diner.
That's what this whole show is. Not to be here in 13 minutes. It's going to be here in 8 minutes. It's going to be in front of the Brooklyn Diner in Poughkeepsie. We went down. When I went on the bus the other day, we were going down. It took an hour to get in the bus from here. It was like, well, we're going to count the steps going down. We're not going to take the elevator. Yeah. We're going to count all the
keys. Here they are. Look at the lovely teen girls.
Wow.
That are here today.
We got a nice crew, Anthony.
That's lovely.
And the two girls from
look
the Voyeur bus.
Yeah.
How are you?
Good.
So we got 2, 4, 6, 7 girls today, Rick.
Yeah, and like I said, like two more have called and said they're trying to get here as soon as possible. So.
All right.
Well,
we got to start the festivities, though, man.
Yeah, yeah. The boy, hey, how you doing? There's Knife Girl. There's, hey, yeah, I remember you. How you doing? How you been? Good.
First time I've seen you with all your clothes on. How are you?
Different, isn't it?
It's very different.
That's great. So have you taken your top off yet, Voyeur bus girl?
No,
you're not gonna argue.
I'm here on a different contract, so mine says I don't have to.
What kind of contract is that, though?
I'm not going to unless I get in Playboy.
Yeah,
that's the only way I'm gonna get in.
That's it.
Wow.
Right.
All right. Well, that made sense.
Only in Playboy.
Why would you agree to be on a Voyeur bus if you're not gonna like show some stuff?
There's something we don't know. There's like a different.
It's a long story. So I mean.
Yeah. All right. So the Drew Barrymore girl gets naked.
Yeah.
I saw all her clips on foundrymusic.com from the other day.
Wonderful. So very nice.
You're not shy. You did the shower and everything for us the other day, right?
What happened?
Nothing.
Oh, your voice? You lost your voice?
Yeah, my voice.
Everyone's losing their voice. And then, of course, Knife Girl.
Yeah.
We should have her have a sign that says, I'm Knife Girl or something. Because people want to know what she looks like and stuff,
yeah.
Right?
How did that happen to you that you just started? You just date a lot of Puerto Ricans?
Dude, two of our teenagers are Puerto Rican, man.
Just joking.
All right. It's all right.
Yeah, he really wants to know how this whole knife thing came about.
I've got to explain this like 6 times.
Well, but Jim...
Okay, what happened was is that it was summer. And I had a half shirt on, and me and my roommate were just messing around in the kitchen, like...
Hold on. You said the S word.
Stop.
Throwing S at each other.
That's okay.
It's okay, because you can get, you know, kind of half naked on the bus, but you can't say the S word.
Right.
I love this country.
Isn't it amazing?
It's unbelievable.
Such a fine line.
And took out the bagel knife. That's that.
It started. Dragging the bagel knife over her belly.
Just like that.
She realized then that she enjoyed it.
Sure.
Yeah, isn't it?
Yeah.
You ought to put that in your classified. That you're willing to knife girls.
Willing to attack with knife and stab in the abdomen.
All right, we have our teen girls now. We're going to go down to the bus, which is in front of the Brooklyn Diner.
Right.
And load the girls up.
Right.
They will take off their clothing, and we will drive the Voyeur bus around.
Right, and they're heading down Broadway all the way downtown, all the way down to Wall Street.
Wow.
Yes.
Nice. So line the route.
We have a lot of listeners in the Wall Street area.
You'll meet some nice men down there.
Some
very nice men.
You'll be able to get stocks and cocaine down there.
Are we going to have signage on the bus that says it's Opie and Anthony and these are teenagers?
I don't think we'll need signs because it is going to be a glass bus with naked girls on it, but we'll put a couple signs on there.
All right. Yeah.
And from what Earl's telling me, he's downstairs. He said there's a gathering of sorts going on downstairs.
I wouldn't doubt it. Sure.
All right, why don't we take a break and we'll get the girls on the bus next. How's
nice.
That, Anthony? Okay. We have Jim Norton in studio, Louis Black in studio, and a bunch of fine-looking teenagers ready to get on the Voyeur bus, Anthony.
Oh, this rules.
We'll do that next. It's the Opie and Anthony Show, 212-757-1027. We're just about ready with the Teen Voyeur bus. We're going to be taking off from 57th Street right outside the Brooklyn Diner. Matter of fact, my buddy, my pal, should be on the hotline right now. Anthony!
Opie.
There he is. Anthony, outside the building.
Yes, actually, the Voyeur bus is now in front of Carnegie Hall.
Okay.
Where it really belongs. And we're waiting to cross 7th.
All right.
And it's right here. Just we're seconds away from getting the girls on the bus.
Any people out?
People watching, taking pictures now, snapping pictures out of their cars, and looking at the girls. What a day for new teens.
We have some lovely girls that will be getting on that bus very soon.
Guess who was waiting outside the elevator? Stalker Patty. Oh. And she's walking out in front of the girls, and I'm thinking, if these people think that this is the caliber of girl that we're putting on the bus, they're going to stone us.
Yeah, they're not going to be too happy with that.
Yeah, so we look at the crowd of people eagerly awaiting in front of. Oh, here they are. Hey, you guys waiting for the Voyeur bus?
Wow.
Oh, my God. Yeah. All right, we are in front of the Voyeur bus. The door is opening. And, wow, what a crowd.
Nice.
Unbelievable. The door is open, Opie. We have the girls waiting to get on. A black girl here, a Tootsie, taping it off for the website. Okay. Oh, boy, just take the ladies away from these guys. They are loving it.
Man.
All right, ladies, if I could have the ladies' attention, please. If we could have Melanie, the lovely Melanie, come up front here. Of course, she's 18, wearing the leopard jacket right now. If you would please get away from the crowd and get on the bus. There she goes, Melanie. Now, Wendy, of course, we all remember Wendy, the incest girl. And, don't yell, take it off. It'll happen soon enough. Wendy, 19, in the little schoolgirl outfit.
Nice.
Jesse. Yeah, how you doing, Jesse? Oh, she just the crowd. She's 19 also. Jackie
the knife girl.
Knife girl.
Yeah.
19 years old.
No,
getting
19.
On the bus. And Renee, of course. Where did
She just failed.
She saw the crowd and ran away. And of course the Voyeur bus girl getting on the bus. Hope they are already.
Wait. Can you hear me?
They're moving the crowd against the window. They're taking their socks off. They're shoving their cans. What a day for new teens.
New teens on the Voyeur bus. Yeah.
Hope he's a victorious 0-8 fan going down now.
Nice.
I am going to step on the bus for a moment.
All right.
How you doing, driver? How you doing? Ladies, what do you think of the Voyeur bus? They love it. It is indeed awesome. Let me give you a little tour. The bunk beds, the windows. Hey, guys, how you doing? And, oh, my God, they're already flashing. And, of course, this is the lovely couch and the shower. Will any girl want to maybe get in the shower later? Oh, it works.
It works.
Oh, there's a car pulling up on side. And the girls are flashing. You'll get in the shower. Nice girl said she'd get in the shower later. But now the car's beeping and the traffic. Hey, give the traffic cop a little show. He's trying not to smile as he ushers traffic through. Hoping the traffic is really getting tied up. Hey, here they are, all in the cars. Here the cop. Hey, just waving to the girls, the cops. They love it. Even New York's finest. Loves new teens.
Nice.
All right, I am now going to get off the bus, make my way back up to the studio. But the bus is going to continue on down Broadway all the way to Wall Street and then back again. Girls, just lose the tops. Lose the tops. There they go. And now Wendy is taking her pink bra off. There we go. Oh, isn't that wonderful?
New teens.
There you go.
On the Voyeur bus.
Wow.
All right, ladies. Beautiful. Now, just stay naked. You got to do. Rick, new teams at Carnegie Hall. New teams live at Carnegie Hall right now. Carnegie is rolling over in his grave. Wow, there's Sean. Hey, moon the crowd. Let me check.
There's quite a crowd out there, man.
That's good. I think Melanie's a favorite.
All right.
That's great. Okay, I am I'm going to work my way off the bus, get back upstairs. The crowd is loud.
There's a huge crowd down there.
Hey, what do you think, guys?
All right. Awesome. Awesome.
Excuse me, please. Excuse me. Thanks, man. Oh, my God. People love it. Just the crowd in front of Carnegie is amazing.
That is so cool.
You know, it's so hard for me to leave. It's just a bus full of new teams.
I know.
Unbelievable.
All right.
Sir, man on the street, yeah. What do you think of the bus?
Outstanding. Absolutely outstanding.
Which team is your favorite?
The Knife Girl.
Yeah. Jack of the Knife Girl, the favorite.
Now, sticker on it.
Wow. Nice. Wow, stickers on the van now, on the bus. And I guess I'll come back.
I'm sorry, Aunt, but
yeah. It's like dragging a starving man away from a stick. All right,
Anthony.
They are on the video cameras now also, so the TVs on the side of the bus are lit up
nice. With
new teens.
Nice. Now,
and they'll be making their way down Broadway.
Hey, Ant, can you hear me?
Yeah.
Did one of the girls run away when you saw the crowd?
Yes, a late development. Renee, who was 19, ran away when she saw the crowd. But believe me, there are plenty of new teens in the bus.
All right, there's got to be like
various shapes, sizes, and ethnicity.
Six girls left on the bus.
Wonderful.
All right, Anthony, I'm going to check in with Lewis Black.
All right.
Keep your... Hold on, don't hang up. Make sure he didn't hang up. Let's go to Lewis Black. Hey, Lewis.
It's complete madness.
You're on the bus, Lewis, with the naked teen girls?
I'm on the bus.
Okay.
It's like being home.
It's like being home, huh?
It is.
Now,
I'm very calm. When I get on the bus, I become very calm.
Is there a lot of people outside Carnegie Hall?
It's completely... You know, the other day when we got started, there was like, you know, 30 people. It is... It's 10 deep back to Carnegie Hall, and it's amazing how many camcorders will come out.
Nice.
It's amazing how much, there's like camcorders everywhere. Oh, and there was a slight bump in the road, and that certainly excited the crowd.
Now, have you guys taken off yet?
We're now starting.
All right, and you guys are going to take Broadway all the way down to Wall Street, so.
All the way down to Wall Street.
So,
and, there's a guy there in a there's the oldest man that has ever looked at breasts in his life. There's a guy who literally got up out of the grave to come watch this.
Awesome. We also want people to call us from the parade route. If you're on Broadway when the bus is coming close,
and they're moving with us.
All right, Lewis, we'll check in with you in a little bit, all right?
You got it.
All right, man. There goes Lewis Black helping us out. He's on the teen voyeur bus today. Anthony.
Okay.
Yes.
Yes, the bus driving away now.
Okay.
We're making our way back to the studio.
All right.
The bus, I think, moved about 5 feet. The crowd around it is amazing. You got to be a lunatic if you don't go out to Broadway and watch this thing come down, because you're never going to see something like this again. Well, unless we do it again.
Yeah.
But they are so nude. What's happening? They are so nude.
This is going to be
so
better than
hot. The people are freaking.
This is going to be better than the Macy's Day Parade.
It is.
And you know,
who wants to watch stupid blow up balloons when you can see new teams?
And you know exactly where we're going. We're heading on Broadway all the way down to Wall Street. So you know, line the parade route. Give us a call from the parade route if you see the bus and tell us what's going on. We need reporters all over the place today, all right?
Unbelievable.
All right, Anthony.
All right, I'll be up in a couple of minutes.
Sounds good. There he goes, my buddy, my pal, Anthony. There's a guy outside the voyeur bus that wants to say something real fast. Paul, what's going on? Hey, Paul.
Yeah.
What's going on, man?
I'm running down the bus right now as we speak.
You're running along with the bus?
Yeah.
All right.
Awesome, man. These girls are hot.
Of course they are.
You guys rock, man.
All right, man. Thank you, Paul.
Everybody scream for the show. I'm on the show, guys. Let's get it started. Come on.
All right, Paul. Thank you.
Down front.
Very cool. Yeah, if you're on Broadway and you see the bus coming, please give the radio show a call today. 212-757-1027, the Voyeur Teen Bus.
has started its route. It's going to be on Broadway all the way down to Wall Street. So if you're in the Wall Street area, stick around. You got something to see today, all right? All right, we'll be back. Stay there. All right, Anthony, back in the studio. Opie, screw the Christmas tree lighting. Screw David Blaine. This is the biggest thing to hit the city. Teen, boy, or bus. Standing in front of the bus with a crowd of people when all the girls took their clothes off. They're standing in front of the huge windows on the side of the Boyer bus. The crowd going wild. It was amazing. I was looking at it going, how can they do this? And then I realized that they I was talking about was Opie and Anthony.
Yeah, your party.
I was stunned that this was even going on.
Is this S legal?
I doubt it. I can't see how it could be. It's right out in the middle. And some of the crowd, the little murmurs I heard from the crowd were things like, oh, my God. This is unbelievable. How is this happening? An old woman passed by and just said, sweet Jesus. Sweet Jesus.
That rocks. So we have, what, six girls? One girl got really scared when she saw the crowd and ran away.
Yeah, yeah.
So we have six girls. Are they all nude? Completely nude?
Well, you know what? They first started where they took their top off.
Yeah.
Then they all took their pants off. So they were in, all of them, little thong panties. And what they were doing in those windows, I'd be surprised they get 10 blocks before they're completely nude. The one, Melanie, the 18-year-old.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
She was sticking her ass against the window.
Is she from one of our little pajama parties?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
I know who you're talking about.
And Wendy, of course, a crowd favorite, pushing her boobs against the windows. And the camera's going off like the paparazzi. Like Lady Di's last drive before they hit that... Killer.
Now, Rick is trying to turn the bus around because we want to go Broadway all the way down to Wall Street.
Yeah.
But I guess the bus was facing in the wrong direction, so now they got to loop around.
They are going to, last I heard. Oh, we got Rick on the phone?
Yeah, because people are losing their ass going, dude, I'm on 57th and Broadway. Where the hell is the Boyer bus? I'm on 56th and Broadway. Where are they? Let's go to Rick and see how he's getting back to Broadway. Rick, what's going on?
Hey, guys, what's going on? Unfortunately, we had to take a slight detour.
All right.
Only because where we ended up in front of Carnegie didn't give us the opportunity to get onto 7th or Broadway and get back to Broadway like the route.
All right. Where are you now?
Right now we are making a right-hand turn onto 5th Avenue, coming up 55th Street, and getting on Broadway there.
All right. So you will hit Broadway. Let's make it really simple. You'll hit Broadway on 55th Street.
Excuse me?
You'll hit Broadway on 55th Street, right?
Broadway and 55th Street.
And then you're going to...
That's where we're going to be joining Broadway. Unfortunately, we had a parade route detour.
Okay. But then at that point, you will be on Broadway all the way to Wall Street. So all you have to do is find Broadway if you want to see the Teen Voyeur bus today, okay? Rick? I'm losing Rick. He's gone.
Yeah.
All right. I think we cleared it up, all right? He's getting back to Broadway through 55th. So 55th and Broadway... We'll get on to Broadway and Broadway Street all the way down to Wall Street. We're coming down to Wall Street. We haven't been there yet, guys.
No,
so
this is going to be a biggie.
I mean,
people with phones also along the route.
Yeah, that's what I was saying while you were getting back up here.
When you see them, if you just see it drive by quickly and can't really give us anything, refrain, because there's going to be plenty of people that are going to call maybe when it stopped at a light and give us the reaction of some of the people on the street.
Right.
You've got to be our eyes today from the outside of the bus.
A lot of stockbrokers had a really bad day on Wall Street. That's why we're coming your way. So get to a bar, have a few wobbly pops, and make sure you're near Broadway when the bus gets in the area, okay? We want a big crowd down near Wall Street, okay?
I could not believe it.
Well, there's a ton of people calling in. Why don't we go to Kevin first of all? Kevin, what's going on?
Yeah, I'm at 37th and Broadway waiting for the bus to make it. I heard about the detour, so I'm standing out here on the corner. I parked my car in front of a hydrant, and I'm just waiting for the bus just to see what people think of it.
Very good. Nice. Yeah, Rick should be heading down Broadway very, very soon.
All right, I'll just make sure plenty of people look up and be aware of it.
Thank you, Kevin.
We'll get some response.
All right, cool. I appreciate it.
No problem.
This is going to be greater than the Thanksgiving Day parade, I'm telling you right now.
Also, remember, when people give the location of the bus... It is coming out of your radio 40 seconds later.
24 seconds.
24 today. Seconds today.
We got the delay down a little bit today.
All right, so what you're going to have to do is anticipate where it'll be.
Right. Danny from the NYPD. Uh-oh. Danny.
Oh, no, you're the greatest, man.
What's up, man?
We just passed you past Carnegie Hall.
Oh, that was you guys in the cruiser?
Yes, that's us.
Yeah, I saw you guys waving.
I just want to thank you for it.
All right,
cool,
man.
All right.
Thank
guys,
you.
Guys, keep up the good work.
Cool.
Ciao.
Christmas has come early to Manhattan.
Yes, right? Hasn't it? Who else gives you a bus filled with naked teens that you can see from the streets of Manhattan?
Well, a lot of people, yeah, you've heard stuff on the radio, and it's kind of rough because it's hearing it.
Right.
Especially things like nude teens. Right. No, we put them in a bus that is like a fishbowl and drive through the streets of Manhattan, and we tell you where it's going to be. So if you're around there, you have the opportunity to now see these girls.
And just a thought, what would you rather hear? Mm-hmm. Your favorite radio host, make him believe he's leaving radio.
Yeah.
Or would you rather hear a whole day of naked teens on a Voyeur bus?
I would say the naked teens.
Yeah. Okay.
Yes.
I just want to
not only
sure.
hear, but see. Yeah, this is Teens 3, Teens on Tour.
Teens on
nice.
Tour.
Nice. Teens
like
on Tour.
Rob, what's going on?
Yo, what's up?
Hey, man.
Yo, I just ran down like 15 flights of stairs to catch the bus.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, was it worth it. That one girl in the black pants,
yeah.
she kept like lowering down the front of her pants and showing a bush.
That's Melanie.
Oh, my God.
She's a wild one, and I believe she is the crowd favorite.
Oh, yeah. She's slamming. That chubby stick is kind of bad, but.
Oh, stop. You know, you're going to ruin it. You're going to ruin it. Stop it.
Yo, you guys are the coolest, yo.
We're definitely not playing Make the Teenagers Cry. We give you variety, yeah,
so
is
yo,
what it
yo,
is.
She put a fat butt up against that window.
He's,
oh my God!
I gotta hang up. He's gonna ruin it.
I know he's gonna ruin it.
We got all you know, all sorts of shapes and sizes today, Anthony.
You know what it is?
We got
it's
a goth girl. We got you know, we got a little of everything.
It's variety because there's no one girl that could satisfy everybody. So we got a little bit of everything.
Rick's on the line with a very important update with the Teen Voyeur
hey,
bus. Rick, what's
Rick,
going on?
What's up,
guys? Very important update. We've just crossed over 7th Avenue and 55th. We are fastly approaching Broadway, and I do have confirmed reports. That, yeah, people are still running alongside the bus. It kind of reminds me of, you know, when they show in 1977, I believe, when Reggie hit that third home run.
Yeah.
That one idiot came out to congratulate him.
Yeah.
That's pretty much what it looks like. We've got a bunch of idiots running alongside the bus, patting it like it's their buddy.
How could they be idiots if there's nude teens on there? Wouldn't you be running? I would be running. I knew I had to be back here, and I almost ran after the bus.
I wonder how many blocks it's going to take before a lot of these people give up running after the bus.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, you're not going to be able to run from here all the way down to Wall Street.
Marathon runners.
Know what I would do? Know what I would do if you really want to be part of this party today?
What?
You check out, you know, the team bus as it goes by you. Jump on a subway and get down to Wall Street.
Get down right for where it makes its turnaround.
We are now at the corner of 55th and Broadway. The parade route is now officially back on schedule.
Yeah, here we go. Down Broadway.
And Jim Norton has some observations.
All right. Cool. Norton on the bus also.
Hello?
Hey, Jim.
I can't tell you how turned on I am right now.
Is that the best thing?
The inside of my pants looks like a Bundy crime scene. I cannot tell you how hot this is.
Isn't that great?
Yeah, I'm getting motion sick because I don't like to travel. This is how a loser I am.
Now, what are some of the reactions to the people outside the bus?
Have you ever seen a rapist chase a bus? Picture 400 of them because that's what happened. They're just following the bus.
And this is 10 times better. And the vehicles come so close to the bus, and the driver's really paying attention to where he's going when he's right next to the
right.
the Voyeur bus.
Right.
So it's kind of difficult on the traffic.
Jim, is there a crowd on Broadway or what?
I can't. Yeah, there's people that keep stopping at the corners. I guess they're listening. And the greatest is people who aren't listening, and they just happen to see a bunch of naked girls on the bus.
Right.
And watching them wave and watching the guys' wives slap them and push them for looking at the naked teenagers.
Very good.
Of course, because they're fat and out of shape.
All right. Hey, Jim, where's the bus right now? Broadway and what?
Where are we at right now, they want to know? Broadway and... Broadway and 51st.
Broadway and 51st.
Broadway
yeah,
and 51st.
Right by the Steiner.
All right. Thank you, Norton.
Talk to you guys later.
All right. All right, cool. So it's 51st and Broadway. We are taking the Teen Voyeur bus all the way down Broadway to Wall
yes.
Street. Now, Ben, where's the turnaround point? Because we should have a nice crowd down there.
Yeah.
It'll be up to their minds. Several cross streets right in the Wall Street area, so we'll see
yeah.
how the crowd is. At the worst, you go right to the end of Manhattan there, and you'll see the water, and then they can turn around and shoot back up Church, which merges into 6th Avenue and come back uptown.
Right, okay.
So there's plenty of little streets. We'll figure out how the crowd is.
All right, we'll figure it out, but get down near Wall Street and Broadway. That's where we're going to make our turnaround, somewhere in that area. Steve, what's going on?
Yeah.
Hey, Steve.
What's up?
You got to make it fast because there's so many people checking in right now. What do you got?
Yeah, the boiler box is like Rocky in New York with all the people running after it. Had to get some of that music playing.
Rocky, remember that? He was jogging down the street and he had all, the whole crowd of people chasing him.
That's hilarious.
Yeah,
very good.
All right, guys, thank you.
Thank you. If you want to see the Team Boyer bus, just get to Broadway. Right now we're in like the upper 40s in Broadway.
Christian from Trenton checking in saying the Boyer bus, the Team Boyer bus, the world's strongest fat burner. Very good. Hey, Ryan, what's up?
Hey, how's it going? Opie, Anthony.
Hey, what's up?
The only word is ponderous. Effing ponderous.
You got to love it.
This is probably the greatest moment in radio.
I believe so.
The bus just went by. I'm on 48th and Broadway. And a whole bunch of trucks, all the servicemen who listen to you guys all day,
yeah.
They all pulled over, they all stopped working, they're out there with their cameras and their cell phones.
Nice! Everyone's waiting.
Unbelievable. And like the other guy said, the best part is the people who aren't listening and have no idea what's going on, they just look up and there's naked teenagers.
Yeah.
Spectacular.
All right, Ryan, thank you.
Do it, sir.
Is TRL on right now?
Yeah.
All right, if we could get Rick on the phone, if they could stop in front of TRL.
Yeah, let's see if that's possible.
See if we can F them up over there. Louis Black.
Yeah.
Hey, what's going on, Louis?
It's more insane than the other day. The guys from St. Clair's Hospital put the siren on.
Right.
Now we're kind of jammed in, and there are women running toward us from the other way.
Yeah.
It's an excited crowd.
Of course.
More excited. It's 10 degrees outside.
Yeah, I know.
That's all it takes.
That's what it's amazing. It's freezing out there, and people are coming out to see the Teen Voyeur bus.
No, it's fabulous.
Are you guys
very happy, and it's where I want to live.
Are you guys near TRL right now?
MTV over there?
MTV or?
47th. We're closing in on it.
Can we speak to Rick for a moment?
47th and Broadway.
We'll get Rick.
Hey, guys, what's going on?
Rick, are you near MTV?
We are closing on MTV very quickly.
Look, you have to stop in front of it for a couple of seconds because TRL is going on.
Okay.
And if you could get by that window and just have the girls flash TRL.
Okay.
That would be fantastic. I want to see them distracted as I watch on the TV here.
Yeah, we will do that. And by the way, you might want to check Channel 7. We just passed their truck, and I think they're doing a live story here as well.
Wonderful.
All right. Thank you, Rick. We got to check in. Someone who works for ABC is on the line. Hold on.
Oh, real quick, though, guys?
Yeah.
There was almost a major problem with today. There was a problem with a bus. Got to thank Joseph Porcelli from Academy Bus Tours for helping us getting the bus back on the road for today.
Of course.
Parade.
Very important. It's like a shuttle launch.
You the man. All right, look, Rick, thank you.
You got it, guys.
All right, we'll put you on hold. Let's go to Matt, who says he works for ABC. We'll see. Matt, what's up?
Oh, I need the bus to get into the left lane. I work for ABC.
Yeah.
We have an internal video system here, and we have a camera pointed on our Times Square studio, which is like 44th and Broadway.
Yeah.
So it's the camera's on the... It's focusing on the street onto Broadway.
Okay.
So I need these guys to get into the left lane.
Left lane?
Yeah.
All right.
In front of ABC.
That's TRL.
All right. Ben, call Rick and tell him he's got to get in the left lane when he passes by ABC.
Everyone within ABC will be able to see it.
All right. Thank you, Matt.
Okay.
Bye. You know, we got to put Walter on the show really fast. Walter?
Yeah.
Yeah, this is Walt.
Walt,
I am
standing up now. I'm giving you a standing ovation.
I feel, I've been trying to get through for like 3 days.
Stan, unbelievable. You are the genius that actually came up with the idea for Teen Voyeur Bus days ago.
I feel like a terrorist calling in after a bombing,
It's
like,
claiming responsibility.
It's like, I didn't think 3 words would cause so much commotion.
Walt, you are stopping business today in Manhattan.
Yeah.
Your idea has stopped business and traffic.
It's great.
It is absolutely a madhouse out there right now.
It really is. People leaving work, lining the streets now on this bus route. They love nude teens.
Hey, Walt, hold on the line. We're going to have you down to the show for coming up with this great idea today, all right?
All right.
Hold on, all right? We got to go back to Rick. He's right outside TRL. Rick, what's going on?
Guys, people at the TRL studios are running for the windows to take a look at what we've got here. Everybody down on the street trying to watch TRL is now watching the Open Anthony Teen Boyer Bond.
Nice. Stay there as long as you can.
Carson Daly has popped a boner.
Stay there. You stay there because I want to see a reaction.
We are staying right here. We're trying to make sure we don't move. The police are just pulling people away from the bus, so that's actually helping us out because
Now they want to make sure nobody gets hit by the bus.
You guys got to understand, this bus is just getting just pummeled, man.
Yeah, there's a lot. Okay, now they are showing TRL.
I see.
There's the bus right outside the window. And look, everybody's looking out the window.
Ah, dude.
They're looking out the window.
We see the top of the bus. I just saw like one of the teenagers. I saw their head and like part of their...
Carson's freaking out.
They just moved the camera angle.
That's cool, that's cool.
There you are. Go outside. Oh, man, it's right behind that guy.
I see it. It's right back there.
We see the bus. You can see the top of the bus and like the girls' heads.
Carson was losing his mind because everyone's so disturbed. Look, all the people are looking out the window now.
All right, I just saw you guys take off.
Say that.
They just took off from outside.
Melanie has just said that Carson was staring at her ass.
Of course he was. All right, thank you, Rick.
All right, here's Jim Norton, by the way.
All right. God, the phones are going nuts. Hey, Jim.
Not much new to report. I'm still leaking a lot of fluid.
Go to Lee Miles.
What a mess in front of Broadway. They were all looking up at stupid MTV.
Yeah.
And then they see a bunch of just nipples, and it was just great. They all turned around and ignored what was going on at MTV.
Yeah.
As they should have.
Nice.
I'm really happy. I've never had this much fun in my life.
All right, cool. Ever. Cool. Dude, hold on the line. We got to go to someone else, all right?
All right, buddy.
So many people want to check in. Actually, Psycho Mark is way downtown. He's waiting for the Voyeur bus. Psycho Mark.
Hey, make sure he speeds through the village. We don't want the fag seeing that.
Oh, Psycho Mark, you're so inappropriate.
Psycho Mark, where are you on the parade route?
I am right down by City Hall, hanging high out a window.
City Hall! Dude!
What?
We're going... Okay,
all right,
good.
By City Hall, yeah.
Give Giuliani a little show.
I think
get his prostate
stand
working
out the
again.
Window and spank a bash on the bus.
All right, Psycho Mark, you'll be our reporter when it gets close to there, right?
Yeah, I'll give you a call as soon as they get down close towards this neck of the woods.
All right, man, thank you.
God damn, that's great. I have the Times Square Earth cam on.
Yeah, a lot of people.
But I believe they have passed that point already.
Yeah, Steve, online Ted said, I'm seeing this on Earth cam right now, but I think they have passed that.
They might have passed that point.
John, what's going on?
Hey, I'm in a Black Ford Taurus just east of the bus at 42nd Street. It's a madhouse. It's like a magnet for cops, tourists. It's going through a light now. It's crazy. I mean, people, it's so unsafe, but it's fun. It's wonderful.
So where is the bus? Like 42nd and Broadway?
Right now, it's on at a light between 41st and 42nd. It's 432 right now.
Okay.
It's between 41st, 42nd, on actually 7th Avenue.
All right.
Because to get to TRL, it had to be on the west side of the street.
Right.
Now, I was driving on 45th Street going westbound. I couldn't, in the middle of the block between 6th and Broadway,
yeah.
I could hear a roar of people before I saw the bus. People are yelling. Everyone at TRL turns around. It's incredible.
This is insane.
I mean, I'm going to follow the bus all the way down 7th Avenue.
All right.
You want to keep me on the line?
All right. Yeah, hold on. That's John who's following the bus, Anthony.
Yes.
If you're just tuning in, we got the teen Voyeur bus. We got six girls completely naked on this Voyeur bus.
Yeah.
And we are heading, it's our little parade today. We're on Broadway, and we're going all the way to Wall Street today. Taking Broadway the whole way. All you need to know today is Broadway, Broadway, Broadway. They're
That's
right around
it.
42nd and Broadway as we speak. Okay, let's go to Gary. Gary, what's going on?
Oh, man. It's crazy over here.
Okay.
All right.
Can you describe it a little better, sir?
All right, it's crazy. We'll move on from that. Thank you, Gary.
He does. That's nice. It's crazy. It's crazy.
The show's moving too fast. If we go to you guys, you gotta get right to the point.
Matt.
I got an update from ABC News.
Yeah.
I saw Into the Studio, and everybody went to the windows, and it was pressing up against the windows looking out into the street. But you didn't have him in the left lane, so I couldn't see.
Yeah, it's kind of hard for him to get over from TRL.
Yeah, he wanted to do the TRL thing. And then
I can see the sidewalk, and people were running. It was really funny.
Very cool.
So everyone interrupted whatever they were shooting over there.
Very nice.
Listen
Thank
to this.
You. Thank you, Matt.
You got it.
Kate from Jersey. I don't know if you guys heard what Carson said, but he said, one day I'll tell you guys what just happened outside. They're all naked. I swear to God.
Did he really say that?
Hold on, Ben. Ben?
Well, not only that, at the end of TRL, they always go out into time.
Oh, they didn't go out this time.
No, they stayed in.
We totally effed them. We're taking over this city today. Jason, what's up?
What's up, guys? Hey. I just saw before on TRL when they were doing this,
yeah,
the girl was requesting the song. The guys are just looking to the right. They weren't even paying attention to what she was
doing. Yeah, that's what was happening. They're all looking at the new teens. All right, Jason. Thank you.
Guys.
All right. Uh-oh, this is a development. I hope this isn't true. Mike, what's going on?
Mike. Hello,
hey,
guys.
Mike. Hey, yeah.
I'm out of Manhattan, up Triborough, and I just passed about 80 cop cars heading south on the FDR Drive.
That's probably because Clinton. That's Clinton, man.
No, well,
get me to that teen bus. You get me there. Turn on your sirens. I don't care what it takes. I got to see new teen.
All right, that was a scare we didn't need. That's Clinton, man. That's the route he takes. Isn't he going to be on the east side today?
Get me to the new teen bus. God damn it.
Bus driver Anthony checking in. And
Hope, you are causing mass chaos in my dispatch room, bro.
Why?
I'm serious. The section that they're in right now,
yeah,
I got like 30-minute delays, and I got like three big executives clamoring for car service, and they can't even get into your area.
Nice. Nice. Well,
you guys are killing me.
Maybe right, they should call Jaffa Limousine.
Thank you. Thanks, Dan. Bye.
Go Vital, yes. All right, let's go to Alan. We got to take a break here. Alan, what's up?
Hey, guys, I'm going down the turnpike.
Yeah.
And there's a big traffic advisory sign that says, avoid Manhattan, gridlock alert, keen voter bus. I don't know what's going on.
Yeah. Thank you, Alan. Batia.
He's putting a cab service.
Turn that radio down.
Batia, let's go.
All right, let's go to Alan.
He has no clue.
You guys, seriously.
Idiot.
If you're on hold for the radio show, you got to turn down the radio because that's like a 24-second delay.
Oh, but you got to be a little more lenient, though, because the people are losing their effing minds.
All right.
Maybe that's it.
The Voyer bus. It's on Broadway. It's heading all the way down to Wall Street. They should be in the high 30s by now.
Yeah.
Maybe we could get a quick update before we take a break.
One more quick update. Lewis Black on the phone.
Yeah, let's go to Lewis. Lewis?
Yeah.
Hey, what's up?
The cops stopped us for a second just to tell us to keep moving with the traffic.
Okay? Ah.
Stay up with the traffic. Don't slow down so we have a mob scene.
Nice. How's it going?
And then he said, enjoy.
Thank you, NYPD.
We love the NYPD. I got to tell you.
About every, what's amazing is they're about every 50 yards. One traveled with us for quite some time.
Of course.
This is why we love the NYPD.
NYPD rules.
We're passing a group now, and their noses are pressed against the window.
How are the girls holding up?
They have a lot more energy than most human beings. Apparently, when you take your top off, you get extra energy.
Can we speak to one of the girls, Lewis?
Yeah, hold on a sec. Rick, they want to put one of the girls on.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right, guys, we're going to
put a girl on the phone.
Put on Melanie first.
All right.
Hello?
Melanie.
Yeah.
How you doing? How you holding up?
Oh, Carson Daly just looked at my ass.
Carson Daly looked at your ass?
You're like the crowd favorite, Melanie.
A lot of people are calling in saying they enjoy Melanie. They love all the teen girls, though. And how you doing? What have you been doing to really get
the
crowd
going?
I've been
just, doing a little dance for everybody.
Are we doing any lesbian teen stuff yet? Or
what?
You doing any lesbian teen stuff yet?
Well, not yet.
Have you guys been maybe giving each other little massages or a back rub or
definitely
front rub? Or, yeah?
Yep,
yeah, we can work on that. You know, we might have to do a shower scene in front of City Hall.
Nice.
I think that might work. You know, maybe we could tie it into, Giuliani, you cleaned up the city. Now we're going to clean up a teen girl.
I think we did the TRL crowd.
You sure did. There was a huge reaction.
Everybody's videotaping us.
Cool. Well, Melanie, keep up the great work, okay?
No problem. Hold on.
All right.
There she goes.
We got to find out where the bus is.
18-year-old Melanie.
We made it very easy for you guys today. It's the Teen Voyer bus. We're taking Broadway all the way down to Wall Street. Broadway all the way down to Wall Street. Where are we now, Rick?
Guys, we are just crossing over Broadway and we're coming up to Macy's Herald Square. It's basically at 34th Street. We're coming up
34th,
right now.
Yeah, right? Okay.
And we are picking up, believe it or not, a CNN camera crew, which is right here. We're stopping, and they are getting on board.
CNN.
Nice.
CNN is joining us.
Rick, Rick.
Yeah.
Make sure they know exactly where the Teen Voyer bus came from.
You got it. No problem.
Opie and Anthony.
I've got a traffic report as well.
Yeah.
Real quick, if you are following the bus and have a video camera, one hand on the steering wheel, one hand on the camera.
Yeah. All right, Rick, try that.
Rick, we got to take a break. We'll check in with you and the CNN crew next, okay?
You got it, guys.
All right.
My God. CNN, Opie, is on the bus. CNN is on the Teen Voyeur bus.
We'll get F just like the Today Show flashing, you know. They won't mention our names or the show.
No, but everyone will know where it came from.
All right, why don't we take a break and we'll go back on the Teen Voyeur bus with Rick and Louis Black and Jim Norton. If you're like waiting for the Teen Voyeur bus, please give us a call if you see it, okay?
Yeah.
Very easy today. They're at 34th and Broadway right now. We're taking Broadway all the way down to Wall Street. Yeah. Simple, 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 okay?
Nice.
We'll be back. All right, we're in the middle of a break, but you should never tune away because it's moving too fast today. Let's go to Matt, who works at TRL. He's an intern at TRL. Matt, what's going on?
What's going on, guys?
Hey, man.
Love the show.
Thanks.
All of a sudden, we're cutting for a commercial, right? Carson presses his face against the window, looking down. He's like, all you hear him say is, I could be having fun instead of doing this damn show.
Oh, stop.
Oh, come on, man.
You're lying.
I swear.
You're lying.
I swear.
All right. Thank you.
All right.
That's what Matt says.
I can't believe that.
I would love to talk to Carson Daly today because he definitely saw the Voyeur bus live while he was trying to do TRL.
Oh, they all did.
Everyone saw it, and it would be great to get him on the show today and get his reaction to Anthony. Okay. We don't know where the bus is right now. Hopefully they're going to call us and check in. Anthony, it's Paisano of Mulberry Street in the heart of Little Italy.
Little Italy.
We should have drove the Voyeur bus right by Joey's joint. But
imagine that.
We weren't thinking today. Sorry, Joey.
All of a sudden, you're sitting at Paisano, you ask for Joey, and new teens drive by, and you go, wow, it does work. Unbelievable. Paisano of Mulberry Street in the heart of Little Italy. Romance, the warm, friendly, relaxed atmosphere. They serve incredible, authentic Italian cuisine made from old world Italian recipes. And priced right. You won't go broke there. Take the whole family. Portions are huge. The incredible pasta lunch specials they got. Go down there. What are you waiting for? And ask for Joey the owner. You get a glass of wine in the house. And speaking of wine, Paisano's got a fantastic wine list too. Paisano of Mulberry Street in the heart of Little Italy. 136 Mulberry. Call them up. 965-1188. 965-1188. They're open 7 days a week. Weekends till 2. It's Paisano of Mulberry Street.
All right, real fast. Rick, what's going on?
Hey, guys.
Hey.
I know the Thanksgiving Day Parade happened about a week ago, and we're a little late with our float.
Yeah.
And I think we definitely have a bigger crowd. We're just in front of Macy's Herald Square. Santa Claus stopped ringing his bell, begging for change, and just stood there and watched.
Really? Santa is a fan of nude teens.
Santa loves his nude teens.
Now, Rick. Rick.
Yes.
We have something to ask you. The CNN crew?
CNN crew is on board.
All right. Now, whenever they tape the girls, you know they can't show boobs on CNN, right?
Right.
Put wow stickers on the girls' breasts.
When they film.
So that if they talk to the girls, they have to show wow.
Yes. We are planning that right now. Steve is searching out the stickers to put on the girls' breasts.
Because if we see a CNN report on this and we don't see at least a wow, there's going to be trouble. We'll have to do it all over again. Won't that be a show?
Yes, and that would be horrible, Anthony.
Yes.
All right, Rick, so you're at Herald Square on Broadway, right?
First of Broadway, making our way down the parade route.
How's traffic?
34th and Broadway?
Traffic is a little slow. I don't know if it's because of us, because of the cars following us, or the people running in the street.
All right, cool. Thank you, Rick. We'll check in with you after a break here.
You got it.
All right, so it looks like 34th and Broadway. It's our Teen Voyeur bus. We got six girls completely naked on this bus, and we have a parade route. We're taking Broadway all the way down to Wall Street, Anthony.
Yep.
There are waiting parties going on all over Broadway right now.
Yeah.
People are checking like crazy, going, dude, there's like 20, 30 people on the corner of this and this, blah, blah, blah.
And, of course, City Hall.
City Hall, yes.
It'll be a big spot where the bus will pull in front of City Hall. So you could go down there if you want to see nude teens.
I can't believe it. This is fantastic. Hi, I'm Mayor Giuliani. I love nude teens. But if you're following the nude teen bus and you've been drinking, we will take your car.
Oh, man. Why don't we just, we need to take a break, but it's getting too crazy here. Greg, what's going on? You're next on NEW.
Yo, guys, why aren't you guys on the bus?
Well, let me tell you.
You have six beautiful naked teen girls.
We would have loved to have been on the bus, but we don't have the technology.
We're taking one for the team because if we were on the bus, the broadcast wouldn't be as clear, and we might break up on the cell phones, and we can't for some reason, they couldn't figure out how to get us live from a bus.
Right.
On the radio.
Man, are you guys going to be on the stinky cam? Is this going to be on?
Steve C. is, he's on the bus. He's on the bus videotaping all of this, and the best clips, of course, will end up on foundrymusic.com.
And we'll get a personal VHS tape of the whole event, so we're pretty happy, actually.
I'm going to make a bet here, Opie, with you.
Yeah.
You'll probably agree, though, so I got to find someone to bet with. The biggest day for hits on Foundry Music will be when these video clips go up.
Oh, without a doubt.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know about that.
Which was the biggest day so far?
The biggest day so far was the NBC Today Show.
Today
Wowing.
Show Wowing.
And that's because we got hits from all over the world, because that story went worldwide.
Well, if this ends up on CNN.
All right. Yeah, I guess you're right. Okay.
I don't know. I'm saying this will be the biggest day when these clips go up.
All right, let me, oh, my God, there's too much going on here. Tom, you're next on WNEW.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Hey, man.
Yeah, I was just, I'm right behind the bus. Traffic on Broadway is not even, it's just at a standstill. You can't even move.
Jesus.
There's people running out into the street with video cameras. You should have seen them in front of Macy's. It was insane.
Right.
Everybody standing there, mothers, daughters, little kids, covering their eyes. It was insane.
Yeah, the parents covering the kids' eyes is the funniest thing. I saw that.
There had to be someone, but you had to be from Oklahoma. With the camera around their neck and the hair like they wear it and everything, you can't. I thought she was going to faint. You can't. Words don't describe what's going on.
Nice.
Seriously. Words don't describe it.
Yeah, we need your help today. Everyone listening, if you're on the parade route, just give this whole bit some pictures, because we have no idea what's going on out there.
Yeah.
You can't even imagine.
All right.
You guys are out of your mind.
Thank you, Tom.
Okay.
Take it easy, guys.
Chris from Manhattan, quickly.
Yeah.
I work at the MTV building, ran downstairs knocking people over to look at the bus. You should have seen the look on the tourist's face. The women were shocked, but the guys all loved it. The girls were hot. And then he says, when the bus took off, there was a mob of people running through the streets, chasing the bus, yelling O&A. Before I came upstairs, I heard a cop laugh and say, we should have given the bus a ticket so they could have hung around longer.
I think this is much better than making believe you're leaving radio.
Right.
Just an observation.
You
can
get out there and see it.
Frank, what's going on?
The bus just passed 27th and Broadway, and you should see the crowd.
Really?
They are going nuts. There's a cruiser riding right next to the bus.
Yeah.
And they're basically climbing on the cruiser to see the girls.
I'm hearing reports that we now have a police escort for the bus, Anthony.
There's a police escort right next to the bus at this point.
That's coming in, and I just want to say we love... the NYPD. We'll always support you guys.
Thank you guys are causing mayhem.
Thank you, Frank.
Okay.
All right, let's go back on the Teen Voyeur bus with...
Yeah, it's people are going to stores to buy those disposable cameras.
I bet they're all sold out along Broadway.
It's calmed down just a little, because it was in front of Macy's, it was just... It was the most spectacular Macy's has ever been.
Yeah.
And then we've got the CNN guys, the lens fogged up.
Yeah.
And the CNN guy's camera.
CNN is really on the bus, huh?
They're really on the bus.
Have they interviewed you yet, Lewis?
No, they don't really care about me.
All right, they're just, what are they doing, filming the girls?
They're filming the girls, but mostly they're filming they're talking to some of the girls and filming the reaction on the street.
Right, cool.
One of the girls took a shower. She just got out of the shower.
Oh, nice.
The shower.
There you go, Lewis. Come on.
Very tasteful moment.
Nice.
And,
screw the election and Chads. Look at what we got.
I have no, why do you have to bring that stuff up?
Look at the hanging.
Come on that show. That's all you guys ever want to talk about.
Look at
finally, something meaningful's happened in my life.
Look at the hanging Chads on the teenagers.
and they certainly are. And I can't wait to get to Wall Street, because those peckerheads are going nuts.
All right, Lewis.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Hey, let me bump that. Remind these guys I've got that show tomorrow in Poughkeepsie, if I make it.
Yeah.
Bananas.
Bananas in Poughkeepsie with Lewis Black tomorrow night.
And Hasbro Kites on Saturday.
And Hasbro Kites on Saturday.
And I'll see you guys to talk in a minute.
All right, cool.
Thanks.
All right, Anthony, I think we have to take a break.
Opie and Anthony, Kingdom of Nakedness. Dude Radio. Totally dude.
All right, listen, we're going to go back into commercials, but I swear we're only going to make it through another two or three spots.
I know, before we get an update.
So here's the deal. It's the Teen Voyeur bus. It happened. I can't believe we pulled this one off today.
That's because the bosses had no effing clue what we were doing.
Here's the update. We got six naked teenagers on a Voyeur bus. This bus is unbelievable. You could see everything that's going on inside the bus. The girls are completely naked. We have a CNN crew on board filming the whole thing. And the parade route is very simple. We're on Broadway somewhere in the upper 20s right now.
Mm-hmm.
And we're taking Broadway all the way down to Wall Street. All right?
Nice.
And with that, we'll be back very, very soon. Don't touch that dial. People checking out the teen voyeur bus today, Anthony.
Yes, yes, yes.
I'm hoping someone from the bus calls us. We want to see what the hell's going on. Let's see if Mo has anything. He's supposedly right next to the bus. Mo?
Yo, I can't find the bus. They must have gotten lost, man.
Oh, that's not good. That's
I'm
not good.
I'm on Broadway in 18th.
Okay. Hey, put Rick on hold so we can find out where he is.
Yeah, let's find out where he is.
Thank you, Mo.
Find out where Rick is. Something happened, and they got off the beaten path for a second.
Psycho Mark. Turn will be 57th, right outside the Brooklyn Diner.
I think it's going to be like when Apollo 11 splashed down and the astronauts came back.
Yeah.
The triumphant return, like heroes.
Jim, what's going on?
I don't know where we are right now. It is CNN's on the bus. It's on. I just went into the bed. 14th and Broadway. We're making a right onto Broadway. And I'm going to tell you, you should see the faces of all colors. This bus is the cure for racism. Nobody is angry in New York today.
No one really gets angry when there's nude teens.
No, right now there is a Rastafarian with crutches walking by. And he stopped. People are just standing in the street. I had to go into the bathroom and masturbate like a lab monkey. You don't understand. I can't handle this.
Very cool, Jeff.
Hey, have you talked to Lewis?
Huh? No.
Let me give you Lewis because I'm actually rapping with one right now. Let me give you Lewis.
All right, cool.
Lewis.
He's working it.
Hey, Lewis.
Hey.
Lewis Black.
Yes.
How is it, man?
It's now we're just moving into, now it's just a minute now where I've reached serenity.
Yeah.
I've reached the point of where, you know, whatever that the drug is that goes into your head when you see breasts, I'm Tony Grimes has apparently decided to rip this up against me. It's truly changed my life. This is a lot more than I expected. Okay, this is something really fabulous. I'm gonna have to put the phone down.
All right, thank you, Lois.
Hello.
Yeah, Jim.
There's like 300 people watching the Comedy Central Daily Show guy get a Hummer on the bus. People are pounding on the bus. It's you ever see Do the Right Thing? The last scene in that movie.
Yeah.
That's what this is like, but without the class and anger. It's great.
Nice. All right, thank you.
Are you guys there?
Yeah, Rick.
Let me get close. Listen to this. You can't hear it. Thank God. There was like 50 baboons pounding on the window.
Jesus.
Come on.
That is amazing. Well, I was on the bus, and people will. They come right up. They smash their heads against the window to try to get at these girls.
Hey, guys.
Rick.
Guys, it's like, you know when the little short bus goes by?
Yeah.
It's like there's a bunch of people that are not on their short bus trying to get on ours. bashing their heads against the sides of the windows.
All right, Rick, where's the teen boyer bus right now?
We are fast approaching the light at Broadway and East 12th Street.
Okay.
And making our way towards City Hall where Psycho Mark is on the weed.
All right, thank you, Rick. We'll check in with you in a little bit.
You got it, guys.
Yeah, we are going to City Hall. Psycho Mark is on the phone. Psycho Mark, what's going on?
Get those young girls down here. I can't wait to battle them.
Mark, are you tanked, Mark?
I'm not that tanked, but I'm going to be as soon as I get on the bus.
All right, are you hanging?
There's a bunch of people standing around here. You guys are all waiting for, what could you possibly be waiting for today?
They're all hanging out.
Right outside the mayor's window, right here on Murray Street and Broadway.
There's small pockets of people everywhere that are just, like, and you don't know if they're waiting for the same thing, but then you look around and they kind of give you the same look. And
all right, Psycho Mark, I got to put you on hold for a second because the bus is approaching. We got reporters all over the place. John, he's at 9th and Broadway. John, what's going on?
Yes, I'm at East 9th and Broadway, and the bus is north of me, about three blocks at 12th Street. There's not a delivery being made in town. FedEx guys, UPS, messengers. They're like 30. It's like the Pied Piper for messengers.
Everyone waiting for the bus, and it's coming towards you now?
Yeah, it is, yes. You guys should be, just take a moment, though, because when this is done, you don't even realize. You're hearing the reports,
yeah.
But you are going to be so happy and proud on December 18th when you get syndicated. Okay? Monday, December 18th. Because of this here, right here. People following the bus screaming, O-N-A, tourists in front of Macy's watching. It's coming at me now. I hear people screaming.
All right, thank you, John.
Hold on.
We'll go back to John when the bus gets really close. I got to go to Tony real fast. Tony, what's going on?
Oh, my God. Dude, you guys better pattern this. The first mobile peep show. Dude, I had him running to my apartment. It's psychotic out there.
It is insane, isn't it?
Dude, you guys.
This past 9th and Broadway. John, we're back.
They're crossing 9th and Broadway. You have to see, there have to be about 7 cop cars as an escort. Holy mackerel. People running the street. On a serious note, I would say the bus should get in the right lane because that's where people can see from.
Okay.
And people are running out into the street because you still have a long way to go downtown to Wall Street and come back.
Yeah.
So no one gets killed.
Yeah.
They should go in the right lane. I know they have the escort, but people are running out.
Yeah.
So we want to keep everyone alive. You got WOW stickers on cars. Everyone's on their cell phone. People have never been this happy in the city.
Nice.
Yeah, this is fantastic.
Be very proud. I'm not kidding here. This is great.
All right. Has the bus passed you, John?
Yes, it has. The bus is at a light right now between East 8th and East 9th on Broadway in the left lane, the east side of the street. And they're just cars from Jersey with WOW stickers. I saw a guy that had Jets on the back of his window, WOW stickers. There's no way this guy is actually working right now.
Nice.
You know, he's just here.
All right, Rick.
Yeah, this is me. Actually, I got a guy who just tried to open my door. You there?
Yeah.
And tried to open my door. He's like, "You're on the radio? It's sick." The guy knows it's me. He hears me talking passionately. He's pointing at me. Oh, anyway, baby, this guy here. I'm going to give his license plate number.
No. John, thank you. We got to let you go, okay?
Keep me on the line. I'll stay with it.
All right, hold on. I got to go to John from the FBI really fast. John, what's going on?
Hey, how you doing, guys?
What's up, man?
I just want to let you know, not only you had a police escort, you had an FBI escort for a little while.
Yes.
Really appreciate the entertainment on the way home.
FBI, the rated X files. Yes.
That's right. But I just wanted to call in. I know a lot of cops call in, but we really appreciate you guys.
Hey, thank you, John. The feds.
All right, thanks.
We love the feds, right, Anthony?
Yes.
Let's go back to Rick. He's on the Teen Boyer bus. Rick, where are you?
Hey, guys, we just crossed over 8th and Broadway, and it's kind of cool this time of year, you know, with the holiday season and such. There's something else going on out there. People are rushing the bus at this point. But it's kind of a majestic scene outside.
Majestic.
You know, the sun's going down. It's a little darker. A lot of lights coming up. And the Teen Boyer bus is making its way and showing the holiday spirit with naked teens.
Now, Rick, you're by NYU?
We are right by NYU. We are at the corner. I can't even catch the sign.
College,
I believe it's 6 or 7 right
naked
now.
Teens. Okay.
And, we're making our way up towards City Hall.
All right, and we are taking Broadway all the way down to Wall Street. Hey, Rick.
Broadway all the way down. We're going to pick up Psycho Mark, who's going to navigate us through the Wall Street area.
All right, let me go to Psycho Mark real fast. Stay there. Let's go to Psycho Mark, who's at City Hall. Psycho Mark.
Oh, Psycho Mark,
God,
put the bong down.
I'm going to punch this guy, man.
I'm smoking pot with the mayor.
Mr. Reliable. Thank you, Psycho Mark, for that report. That was wonderful. Let's go to Tom, who's next on WNAW. Tom, what's going on?
How you guys doing?
All right, man.
I'd like to congratulate you guys. Nothing bigger than the president, but naked teens.
See?
I am actually driving along with a motorcade. I'd like to say hello to my brother, who wishes he could be here right now. Unbelievable. Syndication as soon as possible, please.
One of the perks.
This is the most peace I've seen.
Thank you, Tom. Thank you.
I mean, people from freaking Arkansas are here. I mean, with their kids. Look, this is what New York City is like.
You got two
psychotic bastards on the radio, and they have naked teens along Broadway.
Naked teens on a bus.
I have to give you guys credit.
Get them through safe, Tom.
Thank you, Tom. Let's go to John. John, you're next on NEW. John.
Yeah, how you doing, guys? This is the best ever. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Give a shout-out to all the buddies that are listening. Can't be here. Tough luck, guys. You missed it. It's all the Christmas ones.
All right. Thank you, John.
People are just so worked up in a frenzy, Opie.
This is the early Christmas present from Opie and Anthony to you.
Yeah.
Let's go back to Psycho Mark, see what's going on at City Hall. Psycho Mark.
I was so excited. I was running around chasing squirrels in the park. No scene.
He's friggin' hammered, man.
No scene. Hey, everybody, what are we waiting
for? By City Hall, waiting for the Voyeur bus full of teen girls.
The crowd keeps growing and growing. People showing up here left and right. We've got all kinds of cars going over. It's a beautiful thing.
I want to see if Giuliani comes out.
Thank you. No, he's up there in his office. I can see his window is lit.
Thank you, Mark.
Yeah, and you're lit, too.
Yeah, let's go to Rick, who's on the Teen Voyeur bus. Rick.
Hey, guys.
Yeah.
An incredible summer. A cab has stopped. At a green light, a man has jumped out and is standing on the hood watching the bus go by. And he's American, for Christ's sake.
Nice.
Yeah, we're making our way. We're just passing Broadway and Bond. There is a huge Parker family style police bus pulling up next to us to get a look.
Right.
I guess we're cutting some recruits in there.
All right.
Show them what they've got to look forward to working the city beat here.
Right.
And, we still have people running alongside the bus. And these are faces I saw on MTV, for Christ's sake.
Now, Opie, of course.
Thank you, Rick. Hold on.
You got it,
guys. Your phone's breaking up.
Yeah. Of course, if people miss it on the parade route, we will have a triumphant return of the bus here at 57th and 7th.
You know, I think we need to just... we're less than 15 minutes away from City Hall. Ben has just picked up a... put up a sign. This is like election coverage. I mean,
isn't it great? It's erection coverage.
Yeah, erection coverage.
Wonderful.
You know, I'm thinking. Obviously, we got to turn around and come all the way back to 57th. We're gonna have, like you said, a big welcome home party at at outside the Brooklyn Diner when the bus makes it back.
Mm-hmm.
I think we need to just take Broadway all the way back.
So it's one way.
Oh, yeah. Well, what am I saying? So what road are we going to take back?
We can take 6th Avenue pretty much all the way back, and then 6th Avenue will shoot up right back this way.
That's what we do. 6th. We're going to take 6th Avenue all the way back up to 57th.
Nice.
When they finally turn around. Anthony, why don't we take a break? It's the Teen Voyeur bus somewhere down near City Hall, very close to City Hall, taking Broadway all the way to Wall Street at this point, and we'll be back, okay?
Yeah.
All right. Hello.
Hello.
Yes.
Is this Opie and Anthony?
Yes, it is.
Yes, we're calling. This is Nathan Lane calling from the Lyceum. Is this the open? Are you guys responsible for the bus?
Wait, is this really the Nathan Lane?
I'm honored that you know me, sir. Yes, this is Nathan Lane.
the actor, Nathan
Broadway,
Lane.
Yes, starring in The Man Who Came to Dinner. Yes.
It's Nathan Lane. Are you kidding? Do you listen to this program?
No, not usually. A cabbie told me that some kooks on the radio are responsible for this bus that's causing traffic.
Yes, we would have to be responsible for that, sir.
Beautiful, beautiful. We've never had anything like this on Broadway.
It is. It is young...
You never announced auditions, for God's sake.
Young nude girls.
Beautiful, beautiful. Well, let me tell you, I'm on my way to dinner.
We said girls.
Absolutely wonderful. Can't thank you enough. It's been an enjoyable and unusual ride home.
Well, thank you, Nathan. Loved you in Birdcage.
Absolutely. Take care, gentlemen.
All right.
Bye.
Nathan Lane, everyone.
That'd have actually been Nathan Lane.
I don't know.
It sounded like him.
Sounded like him a little bit, right? I don't think the real Nathan Lane would be that excited about teen girls. Anthony, sorry.
Yes.
Horny goat weed. Who the hell needs horny goat weed today?
No. But if you can't see the Voyeur bus full of teens, you might need the horny goat weed. Horny goat weed, it's an herb. It's based on the latest scientific research into sexual performance, and it enhances libido and sexual performance in men and women. It's called horny goat weed. There it is. It's a high-speed stimulant for life and love in the fast lane. All natural. And men and women can use this. It's horny goat weed. It boosts your sex life. If you're lagging a little, get the horny goat weed. Available at GNC, the Vitamin Shop, Great Earth Vitamins, and other fine health food stores throughout the tri-state area. Call them up, 1-800-899-2749, or visit pinnaclebody.com on the web.
For horny goat weed. It's the ONA show. It's WNEW. Let's go right back into show mode, Anthony. I think Jim Norton's going to check in from the Teen Voyeur bus, Ant. Jim, what's going on?
It's right now we're at Chambers and Broadway. It is a madhouse. There's cops following us. There was a guy an ambulance parked, and the driver of the ambulance is standing outside with an erection thumbs upping, which is great because some guy having a stroke in Crown Heights and he's watching, you know, 18-year-old breasts drive by. So it's really going great. And more importantly, I'll be appearing at Vascals tonight at 8:30 with Jim Florentine and Gorilla Boy, and hopefully a naked teenager bound in the trunk of my car.
All right, Jim.
Oh, my God, this is amazing.
Jim, we want to talk to one of the girls, man.
Yeah. Hold on a second.
All right, we'll go to them in a second. Let's go to Psycho Mark really fast, who's at City Hall. Psycho Mark.
Guys, it's turning into a frenzy down here. It's waiting for the Easter Bunny to arrive. It's Bernie Hammers.
All right. I can
see them coming right now. The police siren is going, and they've got a couple cop cars in front of the bus. And everyone's just sort of just sitting here waiting.
Waiting for the Voyeur bus, of course.
Just waiting. If people are running in to get cameras and stuff. Oh, cops are moving.
Cops what?
Cops are moving us over. Everyone's hanging out in the street. There's probably about 100 guys sitting right in front of the entrance of City Hall right here. I think they should pull the bus up in front of for a few extra minutes, just to let the man.
Yeah, well, maybe the bus can stop. Now, Psycho Mark, is the bus in sight?
Animals.
He can't hear
animals.
Mark, is the bus in sight at this point?
The bus is in sight. It's in traffic right now. They're stuck in front of the FBI building right now.
All right, hold on a sec. We'll go right back to you. Let's go back on the Voyeur bus, the teen Voyeur bus.
Yes.
Hello, hello, hello. Hi, who's this?
Oh, this is Jess. God, we're having the best time on here. You can see the people's reactions. Like, I knew, like, the guys would love it, but this old lady is, like, 50, 60 years old with her jaws dropped, like, smiling. That's the biggest smiles I've ever seen in my life.
Oh, they're liking the young, nubile girl.
And you guys are still topless and completely nude, or what's the deal?
Yeah, it feels like Christmas. Like, we're making everybody happy. Just booze makes everybody happy.
They got their little thongs on.
Yes, we do.
Yes, the little thongs and your bare breasts just hanging out.
Uh-huh. It is pretty nice. God, I wish you guys were here to see all this.
What have the girls been doing?
We're just dancing around, pretty much.
Are you touching each other?
We're putting our pants down to let everybody see our...
Hey, Jess, you don't shut up. Are you touching each other?
I don't think we're allowed to do that, but we're kind of, like, collecting each other and hugging each other.
And who took a shower?
The knife girl did, actually.
Knife girl. Ah, nice.
All right, someone else should get in the shower, I think, because the crowd's getting bigger and bigger.
People are following us. There's been people, like, running for, like, 30, 40 blocks.
Right.
Ever since we left the studio.
Right. Great.
All right.
Some people are crazy.
Thank you.
Jesse. You're welcome.
All right, let's go to Louis Black, who's also on the Voyeur bus.
Yeah.
Maybe his phone's working a little better. Louis!
Hey.
Hey, what's up?
The CNN folks are getting ready to roll out.
Okay.
As we get closer to Wall Street, it's what's good is there's no crime in the city because every criminal is following us. There's no crime everywhere. There's everyone. It's anyone that's out on parole is on the street with us here.
Yeah, yeah.
Nice.
Very good.
I've never seen that. It's the Instamatic Festival.
Yeah, a lot of the disposable cameras.
But it's unbelievable. These people are. It's just like as if they've never seen. As if they've never seen anything before, and Psycho Mark just got on.
Oh, boy. Louis?
Yeah?
Can we talk to one of the CNN people?
Yeah, hold on. Hold on. Would you mind talking to the radio guys? You guys want him? No, the CNN, no.
Oh, come on. We got. We put this thing together.
No, they won't talk to you.
Let me talk.
They won't let them.
They what?
CNN won't let them.
All right, that's fine.
And the two guys are the crew don't want to talk because I understand that. That's why you do crew.
Right.
Whoa.
All right, Louis, we'll check in a second, okay?
All right, you got it.
All right, let's go to James, who's on Warren and Broadway. Absolute chaos down there. James, what's going on? James.
Yeah, they're right in front of Bartley and Fulton Street now.
Yeah.
And it's absolute madness. Everybody's just like following the bus.
Well, of course. Wouldn't you?
Yes, I'm trying to do the same, but traffic is backed up like crazy.
All right, yeah, the bus is slowing down now.
Yeah,
Anthony.
Oh, of course. I hear there's
it's definitely getting close to Wall Street. They're just only a few blocks away.
How many cop cars do they have escorting?
Oh, they have at least three or five.
Three or five.
All right, thank you, James. Let's go back to Rick, who's on the Voyeur bus.
Wow.
Rick, what's going on? Yeah.
Guys, as you can hear, the greatest citizen people are flocking around the bus, and we just dropped off the CNN crew.
Okay.
near the corner of Fulton and Broadway. People are pounding on this thing. Man, this thing is taking a lick, and we just picked up, of course, Mr. In the Weeds himself, Psycho
yeah.
Mark.
Psycho Mark.
Give me a guy, guy, guy.
Oh, and it's all.
Yeah, the idiot is now on board.
All right, cool.
So we're making our way back. We're going to be swinging around soon and pick up 6th Avenue on the way back up.
All right, so so you're going to go all the way down to Wall Street, and then you're going to pick up 6th Avenue to come all the way back uptown?
Right.
All right, cool. Rick, we'll check in with you in a minute, all right?
You got it.
All right, so they're almost done with Broadway, Ant.
Yeah, yeah.
They're going to do the big turnaround, and they're going to take 6th Avenue all the way back uptown, and they're going to try to stay on 6th all the way up to 57th, okay?
Right.
Right, Ben, is that correct?
Yeah, Mark's going to lead them. Mark knows his way down there, so he's going to lead them.
Oh, great. Psycho Mark is going to lead them.
He actually knows where he's going. So he's going to lead us through Church. They're going to come up Church Street, which merges into 6th Avenue.
6th Avenue all the way up. And we will need a heads up before they get here so we can greet the bus and the police escort and all the followers when they come back here triumphantly to our building on 57th.
Yeah, we got to go outside for the big homecoming.
I think we're both going to have to go out.
Brian, what's going on?
Yo, they're right here. They're right in front of me on the corner of Broadway and Liberty. I'm staring right at it right now.
All right.
You know, the city's going nuts. They got a police escort. The cops got following them, horns all over the place.
people love nuts. Naked teens.
All right. Thank you, Brian. Very good job. Let's go to Sal. Sal, what's going on?
What's going on, O&A?
Everyone helping us out, reporting for us today. What's up, Sal?
All right, I just saw them on Fuller Street, man. Their fun bags are hanging out everywhere. You guys got me swiping my carrot in the middle of Manhattan. Well, it's great.
Well, there's an exclusive. Sal whacking his carrot in the middle of Manhattan. Man.
There you go. Nice.
Thank you, Sal. Let's go back to Joey. Joey, what's going on? Turn that down. Joey.
They don't understand. Could have been there. You were listening to the radio.
If you're on hold, you got to, like, turn down the radio or listen very closely because we're in a 24-second delay, Anthony.
Look at these people. Brendan from Jersey. You bastards. I had a meeting from 4:30 to 5. I got out and the Voya bus was gone. Send it back, please. Look. Was God able to send back Halley's Comet if you missed it?
Right.
It's there and then it's gone. You got to see it.
We will be going up 6th Avenue all the way up to 57th, though.
Yep.
There it is. The return trip is about to begin in a few minutes here. Mo, what's going on?
I found the bus.
You found the bus?
And I have some crowd reactions. I saw a woman tell her kids that they are never coming to New York City ever again.
Yeah, the tourists must really freak out. Like when they hear things, if you're from Oklahoma or somewhere and you're going to New York and all the friends tell you, hey, don't go there. You don't know what happens up there in New York. It's unbelievable. There are no morals or scruples or nothing. And it's, that's just a rumor. No one ever real. It's nice. It's New York City. And then they come there and see a busload of naked teen girls on the street.
Naked teen girls on the Teen Voyeur bus today.
Run away.
Somewhere around Wall Street, and they're going to make their way to 6th Avenue and get back uptown. Bobby, what's up?
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey, Bobby.
It's my birthday, man. Thank you so much.
Happy birthday.
Oh, God almighty.
An early Christmas present from Opie and Anthony to you.
You guys are the best. You guys are God, I tell you.
All right, Bob.
I've never seen more boobs than ever since I've been listening to you
guys. Thank you.
Take it easy, guys.
All right.
Rubber Chest from Jersey. With a reference, movie reference. The bus is going to look like the bus at the end of Clint Eastwood's movie, The Gauntlet. Nice reference.
That's classic. Dave, what's up, man?
Hey, I wanted to thank you guys. It's also my birthday. And as Bob knows, nothing cool has ever happened on November the 30th. But from now on, when I pick up a newspaper on November the 30th, I can read, this date in history, O&A Teen Voyeur Bus conquers Broadway.
Nice.
Yeah.
I love it. Thank you guys very much.
All right, man.
See you.
Bye. Cool. We're going to the Jet game Sunday?
Yeah.
I think the Voyeur bus is finally leaving town, unfortunately.
Yeah.
That would be one hell of a tailgate party.
Imagine the tailgate party with the Voyeur bus, girls, a few beers.
Yeah. We are going to be tailgating at Giant Stadium for the Jets-Colts game this Sunday. The whole crew is going to be there. We're just going to enter in a huge vehicle just to hang out. We're going to be hanging with Sobe. They got what, a new drink? Adrenaline drink to give away? All right.
Wonder if any of the girls can make it down.
Yeah, I think we can make that happen. You know what? We need to check in with the Voyeur bus one more time before we take a break to see where they are. I'll go to a few more reporters on the scene as we wait for the Boyer bus to check in. Mark, what's up?
Hey, Armand, you know, you guys are from Long Island, so you guys would know what I'm talking about. You know those fire engines that drive around with Santa Claus on top throwing candy canes out?
Of course.
Yeah, this is exactly just like that. You guys rule syndication when the Boyer bus makes it to Jets game.
All right. That's what I am. He's stuttering like everybody today. Come on, put him on hold. We got someone calling from the Boyer bus, but come on. We know who they are. Just put them on hold.
Someone said they got screwed when the bus went down 5th instead of Broadway, but it's coming back up 6th.
Yes.
So get on 6th Avenue, and you'll see it.
All right, let's go back to Rick, who's on the Team Boyer bus. Rick, what's up?
Hey, guys.
Hey.
As you can tell, Mark is at it.
Okay.
He's 50-calibering everybody who's watching the bus. But right now I've got Drew Barrymore, also known as Tisha, from the Boyer bus.
Yeah, this girl looks pretty much like Drew Barrymore. Hey, Tisha, what's up?
I'm having lots of fun.
Yeah, cool. Did you expect a crowd like this today?
No, I did not. This is amazing.
Right on, man. Thanks for helping us out today. Have you been showering or anything on the bus?
Yes, actually my pants are wet right now. I just got out of the shower.
Oh, you got out of the shower. Yeah. Nice.
And there's a nice...
Me and Knife Girl took a shower together.
Oh, very good. Thank you for that. Nice crowd outside the bus?
Yes. They're loving us.
Well, of course. Naked teens. What else can we say?
Even the cops love us.
All right. Well, Tisha, thanks for the help, all right?
Okay, thank you.
All right. Hey, oh, she doesn't know where we are.
I'm sorry.
Do you know where the bus is?
I have no idea where
on the street.
New York?
New York.
Yeah, there you go.
All right. OB Comic Book Rich checking in. Oh, God, no, please don't tailgate the Jets game this weekend. I don't want Opie within 100 miles of Giants Stadium. The Jets really need this win badly.
Good point, because I'm starting to believe that, too.
Yeah.
I was supposed to go to the Islander Devil game Sunday, but I figured I'd stay away from the Coliseum, give the Islanders a win over there.
Oh, yeah, that'll work. Believe me, you went to one or two of their games. They've lost quite a few more than that.
No, I've gone to 4 games at the Coliseum. They lost every single one. I haven't seen a home win yet.
What are we doing talking about sports?
Well, I'm waiting for Rick to check in again. Here he is.
Maggie the Mad Dog showing a fan. What the hell are we doing, Maggie? They got nude girls on, teen girls on a bus.
How long can we talk about my Messina?
We're talking about the Messina deal with the Yankees, and they got nude girls. I give up. Screw it.
Call my agent.
I want to quit. I can't talk about sports anymore. What are we going to talk about? His contract. Fantastic. Yeah, $87 million, 6-year deal. Where are the boobs?
Well, Rick says the Team Boyer bus is right next to the Bull on Wall Street. Rick, what's up?
Yeah, guys, we just went past the Bull. No, don't make it right here. Go straight. Oh, Mark, did you say right on Greenwich? Okay.
Mark leading the way.
The cop is blocking our turn.
Going down straight.
Go straight. We're on Battery Park Place and the corner of Greenwich Street.
Yeah.
Everybody waiting for a bus. They're walking up to this one thinking they're going to get on it. And now look at their faces. The guys are smiling. The women are horrified.
That is funny, like pulling the Voyeur bus up to a bus stop where people are waiting for the bus. Well, I've never seen this bus before. This rules.
All right, now, Rick, you're trying to make your way to 6th Avenue?
Yeah, we're going to pick up, I guess, as it is Church Street, and then make our way up 6th.
Everyone wave.
Walk by and did the sign of the cross.
Rick, everyone wave at Nobu.
Okay.
All right, Rick, we got to take a break, all right?
You got it, guys. I'll check in a little bit.
All right, thank you. Nice. Whew. They got to get back to this location here at 57th.
Yeah.
And 7th Avenue before 7 o'clock.
We'll greet the bus out there once it comes back.
What are the odds, Ben, of them getting back by 7?
They should make it back. They're going to hit a little traffic on 6th Avenue, you know, by the tunnel. But, you know, it'll be all right.
Yeah, I think they'll make it.
They should make it, no problem. And right. Mark's navigating, so I have full confidence in Mark.
Oh, boy.
Wait, we got to make a turn. I got to pick up some port. This guy I know has got some great AK-47.
So if you want to see naked teens, Anthony, 6th Avenue, all the way back up to 57th. It's going to take a while, but in the parade route for us, okay? Rich, what's going on?
I'm parked outside of, just got to get off of Day Street on Church.
Yeah.
I'm hanging out, I'm waiting for my boss. He's getting fitted for a tuxedo.
Yeah.
I see a flock of people running towards a bus. I get out of the car myself, run across the street. I see, oh, my God, 5-6 girls on the bus, naked.
Beautiful.
With their naked chest, just up against the windows. Hysterical. People are cheering, going nuts. You guys are totally the best.
All right, Rich. Thank you.
Oh, thank you.
All right.
Enjoy.
Hey, who wants to win U2 tickets? And let's take a break, okay?
Irving Plaza.
It's the teen boyer bus. It's going to make its way up to 57th.
Yeah.
Along 6th Avenue. And we'll be back. It's 102.7. Oh, this says it all. It's the O'Day Show. Thanks for tuning in today, guys.
Yeah. Continuing coverage of the teen boyer bus making its way through the city.
Let's go to Steven. 212-757-1027 for all our reporters on the scene. Steven, what's going on?
Is that me?
Yeah, that's you, Steven.
Oh, boy, I got to tell you, you guys are the best. We lost like $25,000 because the market was really effed up today. And believe me, you made my day. I got to tell you, you guys are the best. You're really not only my day. I got 25 guys over here that we all lost money today because the market sucked today. And you guys made our day. I got to tell you, I really appreciate it, guys.
All right, Steven. We knew you needed a little pick-me-up today, man.
You bet. I'm going to come out to Brooklyn. I want to ride to Brooklyn with the bus. Can you guys come take me to Brooklyn with the bus?
Nah, we're going up 6th Avenue.
You're going up 6th Avenue. All right, listen, guys. Again, you guys rock.
All right, thank you.
Made our day.
All right, thank you.
Bye now.
Let's go to Bobby. Bobby, what's going on?
Yo, we're down here on 54th and 6th. Tons of people down here. We're in our van right now waiting for you guys to come down.
Wait, you're on 54th and 6th?
Yeah.
Okay, good. Because the bus is taking 6th Avenue all the way up to, I think, 57th.
Yeah, we're waiting for you guys. We got a big, huge, big wow sign. We spray painted it in a white sheet. We got it hanging out of a big, we have it hanging out of a window down here waiting for you guys.
Nice.
People are going nuts down here.
Cool, man.
We're waiting for these naked teens coming down, man.
Well, it's going to be a little while because they're still way downtown. So, matter of fact, we're going to check in with Lewis Black, who's on the Teen Voyeur bus. Let's see what's going on. Thank you, Bobby, for checking in.
Hey,
Lewis Black, what's up?
Well, we just passed the Millennium Hotel.
Yeah.
We've got a very fine group photo that you're going to enjoy on the website eventually.
Okay.
It's quite delightful. And I had deja vu. Now, what are the chances of that?
What do you mean you had deja vu?
I had deja vu that I've been on this bus before.
Oh, really?
This bus. In the World Trade Center area. You know that feeling you get when you go, I've been here?
Yeah.
Well, what are the chances of that? For someone who's basically been bitter all his life, if I knew that I'd been on this bus before, I think I'd have been a lot happier.
Yeah, how are the girls doing?
But they're resting a little, but they continue to pour, just give out about 100%.
Are they enjoying the drugs and booze that we provided
them? Oh, all of that. What's amazing is there was some kid who ran, who looked like literally he'd taken one quick hit of crack and ran about 30 blocks.
Yeah.
We were waiting for his heart to explode.
Hey, Lewis, you're very media savvy.
Yes.
What do you think CNN's going to do with their little report?
I can't think of the name of the lady.
Yeah.
She's a lady who puts together these kind of like, puts together like three or four different things and makes a comment about what's going on in the country.
Right. I know who.
You know who it is?
Yeah, she's got the little Dutch boy haircut, little older lady. I know who you're talking about. Yeah.
And I don't know if she even knows what she's going to do with it, but they said they were going to do something with it. And Rick kept saying, you got to mention O&A.
Right. Yeah, and they're like, sure, yeah, goodbye. Right.
But Lord knows they're on the bus long enough.
Okay. Yeah. Was she on the bus?
She was on the bus with us.
Nice.
And she seemed to enjoy it.
Cool. Oh, yeah.
She seemed to have that look in the face of a journalist who'd seen everything, and this still blew her mind.
Yeah.
You know?
It gives them something else to talk about. That's
exactly.
Nice.
Exactly.
Good. At the cocktail party.
I'm glad I came down, though. I hate to leave you guys alone in the studio because I know you miss me.
Yeah, well, we'll get to see the video that Steve's taken for the website, so.
No, you'll enjoy it.
Hey, Lewis, where are we now with the Teen Voyeur bus?
We are on Murray and what's the other? Where are we? Church and Murray?
Right.
I don't even know where that is.
Okay, but we're making our way to 6th Avenue. And
we're making our way to 6th Avenue, and then we'll be bopping up.
All right, Lewis, thank you. Oh, mention your gig, Bananas.
Okay, I'll be at Poughkeepsie, at Bananas in Poughkeepsie, Friday night, Saturday night, Hasbro Heights, the Bananas there.
Okay, very good.
Come on out. It'll be a different act. It'll be a kinder and gentler Lou.
Yeah, you're going to be a lot of energy.
Yeah, you're going to be very happy for the first
time.
There's
a lot of frustrated energy you'll see on stage.
All right, Louis, thank you.
Okay, thanks, guys.
All right, now people already waiting on 6th Avenue for the bus, Anthony. Let's go to Rich. Rich, what's going on?
What's going on, fellas?
Hey.
I'm standing here on 23rd Street. All these staffs are going home. I don't know if they know what they're going to miss.
Right.
But where's the bus right now? You said down at Murray Street still?
Yeah, it's going to be a while before it gets to your area, so hang tight.
Oh,
well worth the wait.
Off out here.
Well worth the wait. Find a local,
all right, man.
Find a local bar, have a wobbly pop, and then come back outside, all right?
All right, bro.
All right, man.
Later, fellas.
Let's go to Psycho Mark. He's on the Team Boyer bus. Hey, Psycho Mark.
Look at him.
Psycho Mark!
God, he's such a loser.
He's on the phone. He's just probably got the phone by his leg, holding it with one hand, bong in the other hand. Hey, girls, I'm Psycho Mark.
He was supposed to tell us where the bus was. But,
I keep calling him because he's the one that knows where he's going down there. And he doesn't answer his phone. Then I get Rick to ask him, and he's down there gyrating girls. He's got two girls he's gyrating with.
Well, we're going to have to depend on our reporters on the scene. Tom, what's going on?
What's going on, guys? I'm on Chambers and Church. The bus just drove by. Can we play an early edition of what I learned today?
Of course you can, yeah.
I learned that naked teens coming down Church Street is better than Yankees winning the World Series, Mr. Mets.
All right.
Have a good day, guys. Thanks.
Thank you. Let's try Psycho Mark once again, Anthony. Psycho Mark.
We just passed the famous Duane Reade Street, so we're heading right down, we're actually going to the AT&T building here at Thomas Street, so we'll be heading downtown Crossing Canal shortly.
All right, and when are you going to be on 6th Avenue?
We're going to be on 6th Avenue. As soon as we cross Canal, we'll be on 6th Ave. We'll probably hit a lot of traffic there in front of the Holland.
All right.
And we'll see a lot of people down there.
Psycho?
We just passed the number one engine truck house. There are all engine sevens running down the street. We got about 20 firemen out there.
Yeah.
All the boys.
Yeah, yeah, Robin's yeah.
Left and right.
All right.
But we're up to one. We'll let you know where you guys are later.
All right, wait. Psycho Mark.
Yeah.
Listen to Anthony and I very carefully.
Very careful.
There are a lot of people depending on you, believe it or not. You have to direct that bus all the way up 6th Avenue.
Yes.
We have people waiting on 6th Avenue all the way up to 57th Street.
You got it. That's where we're going.
If you F this up, man, it's going to be your head.
Stop it. Like, I'm that retarded.
Retarded.
Yes, you are.
Just make sure you get the bus on 6th Avenue and get it all the way up to 57th Street, all right?
My mission is clear, sir.
All right, Psycho Mark.
What do you say we talk to one of the girls that we haven't spoken to yet?
Here we go. Hold on. They're standing right here. Hold on a moment.
All right.
Hello?
Who is this?
Melanie
again.
Yeah.
And you're holding up very well.
Yes, I am.
Nice.
I got a lot of friends.
you guys sure do.
So easy to make friends when you have no clothes on.
It's very easy.
So is the crowd responding to you girls?
They're going wild, man. They're ripping out wine signs, wild signs, everything.
Nice. All right, well, we will see you when you return to 57th and 7th.
No problem. All the cops are taking pictures of me.
Of course. Yes.
That's awesome. All right.
All right.
Okay.
All right.
I must say, this is brilliant.
Unbelievable.
Eric, what's going on? Eric.
Yeah, listen, we got to find out when CNN's going to broadcast for us unprivileged who can't be there on the scene. You know what I mean?
Well, Eric, this is the cool thing about our show. We share as much as we can with our audience. We have a website, foundrymusic.com. There will literally be 20 or 30 clips from this event on foundrymusic.com.
Sounds good, but, you know, sometimes, I want to see this on CNN. Is there any way we can find that out and they know what they can tell us when it's...
Oh, my God. As soon as we find out, we'll let everyone know. But the problem with that, you know, they're going to cover up the boobs and, you know, all that.
Yeah.
And they're going to
show you
everything. They're going to try to find some intelligent angle to this, you know.
Definitely. I'm going crazy over here. I can't make it over there to, you know, see what's going on. I'm going nuts.
I would suggest you get to a website in the next few days because there'll be tons of clips on foundrymusic.com.
Sounds like a plan.
All right, Eric, thank you.
Thanks a lot, guys.
We have an update, Anthony.
Yes.
Let's go to Curtis. Curtis, what's going on?
Yeah, there's a lot of people following the bus here.
lot. Channel 2 News, everything, man. People go wild out here, like the New York City Marathon.
Can we confirm that Channel 2 News is now following the teen Boyer bus? We have a confirmation that CNN did take
our I'm right at the bus right now, right to the side of the bus.
Well, our show always takes a few people confirming. No offense to you, Curtis, because there's a lot of people that always try to pull one on us. So. Curtis?
See, there you go.
He went away. Probably just a newsman stuck in traffic behind the bus.
Going, Opie and Anthony. Whatever.
Bastards.
Yeah, okay. Chris, what's up?
Yo, we're in a cab. We just saw that Wall Street, and now we're going our way all the way up. We're trying to beat it at 57.
Follow that bus,
right. Yeah, I think there's going to be quite a crowd when the girls come back home to the radio station.
Yeah.
57. People are actually putting people down Wall Street running after it.
Yeah.
Well, my friend jumped over mattresses trying to get to it. Old ladies are horrified. Businessmen are stupefied. I don't know what's going on.
Yeah. All right, Chris. Thank you.
No problem, man.
We love our reporters today, Anthony.
We
couldn't do this without you reporters out there.
Our eyes.
Paul, what's going on?
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Hey.
We had a bunch of us sitting down here in front of the building waiting for the bus to come back. We all followed them down to City Hall.
Yeah.
And walking back up to the subway, everybody's talking back. Did you see that? Oh, my God, there's naked teens on that bus.
You were at Wall Street and you took a subway all the way back town, back uptown so you could see the bus again?
Yes, we did.
Very nice. Where are you now?
Watch them get back in the building.
Where are you?
We're right down on the steps on the front of the building.
57th and right outside the Brooklyn Diner. Cool, Paul. Thank you.
Yes, sir. Bye-bye.
All right. This guy's... Jesus, I wonder if this is true. Tom, who's part of the motorcade. Tom, what's going on?
Tell Psycho Mark to stop smoking the ganja and stop mooning the crowd.
Is he mooning out of the bus?
He is mooning out of the bus.
All right, look, that isn't what this is about.
God damn it.
That effing
tool. The naked
tool.
Teens are quite all right. Just tell him to get his hairy ass back in his pants.
All right. That's it. Let's. Rick is on the phone. All right, thanks, Tom.
Thank you, Tom.
Rick. Rick.
Hey, guys. Parade route update. We've just made the merge onto 6th Avenue.
All right.
And we are heading up. It's incredible because we are picking up more and more police that are helping us out.
Well, Rick, we just had a cop call that says he's in the motorcade and has reported that Psycho Mark is mooning the crowd through the window. Tell it good.
He was on the verge of turning around and screaming, "You want to see my kid?"
This isn't what the teen voyeur bus is about, Psycho Mark's
ass.
No.
I think what a tool. It impedes what we're trying to do here for the good of the community, Anthony.
I would say if they just got to take 6th Avenue straight up now, you throw them off the bus right now.
Yeah, we don't need them if we know where we're going.
Oh, that's true.
Psycho Mark's going to ruin it.
Yeah, he is. And he keeps touching girls, so I've got to keep peeling him off of them.
Throw him off the bus.
Hey, Mark, come here. Can you pull over a sec? Can you pull over? We're going to get the bus driver to pull over. Hold on a second.
Rick, no wacky radio bit. Really do it.
No. I'm just going to make
really
sure
do
he gets
it.
Off the bus.
All right,
we're pulling over. It's amazing. There are cops on every freaking corner, guys. They got the lights going. We're pulling over real quick. They want you to run out and talk to the cop up there real quick. Just tell him where we're going.
Oh, please.
Paul. Tell him where we're going.
Be stupid. For the first time in your life, be stupid.
All right, hold on. Here he goes. We've let Mark out. All right, driver, can you close the door? Close the door? Okay, let's go. Let's go. Just keep driving.
Yeah!
Give him a beep. See you later. Just keep throwing him back in. Keep going. He's jumping in the front of the bus. Hey, Mark! You're a filthy twat! He is on front of the bus and he will not get off. He's like a rental hitman, for Christ's sake.
He's good, okay.
I think we better stop.
All right, I'll check in with you in a second.
God.
That's pretty funny, man.
That is good.
They should be right now heading towards the Holland Tunnel and right up 6th Avenue through Soho into the village and straight shop.
Yeah, I hope they make it back here before we have to go off the air. Chris, what's going on?
Oh, and hey, what's up?
Hey, man.
Hey, I got a report, man.
Yeah.
As of right now, the election is still too close to call.
Okay.
In case Mark gets back on the bus.
All right.
Yes.
That's so funny. He fell for it. All right, I'll talk to the cop. Hey, where are you going?
That is pretty funny. Hey, Gene, what's up, buddy?
Hey, what's going on? Hey. I'm like nearly ran over people trying to keep up with this motorcade. We've just passed Broome Street.
Yeah.
And there's a very appropriate sign that says, don't block the box or you're going to get 2 points.
Right, right. Yeah.
Thank you very much. I mean, this is unbelievable. I'm in an official car here, practically riding people over. And we were across in Mercer, and I saw them in the car, and I was like, oh, thank God. Oh, well, what a wonderful thing.
See, he's dumbfounded.
Yeah.
Thank you, Gene.
Thank you.
I think we all need to regroup, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, why don't we regroup?
Wow.
It's the teen boy or bus, Anthony.
Yes.
It's on 6th Avenue, Ben, or pretty close?
No.
It's on 6th at this point?
They're going right past the Holland Tunnel right now and heading back uptown. Is that Mark on the phone?
Yeah. Yeah.
All right, hold on.
Psycho Mark.
Mark.
Psycho.
Ha ha ha.
What? You're showing. First of all, you're showing your ass to the crowd, and then you're touching the girls, which you're not supposed. The girls are there for the people.
Sit down. I'm doing what any good man would do.
You're not supposed. The girls are there for the audience.
They touch me first.
You're gonna ruin it.
Hey, it was Pedro Guerrero that touched him. It wasn't me. Dude, I used to hop trains when I was a kid. You think that, you're going to throw me off the bus.
All right, you tool.
I'm a
loser.
Bye.
There you go, Psycho Mark. Do we know where the bus is?
Yeah,
kind of. All right, Ben knows. Ben.
They're going right down 6th Avenue, right around the Holland Tunnel area. And Broome Street, that's an entrance to the Holland Tunnel.
Gotcha.
And then they'll go right up 6th Avenue past Houston, where there's a bunch of people waiting.
Gotcha.
Big crowd in Houston. Into the village, go through the village, and then into Chelsea,
gotcha.
Midtown,
gotcha.
Back here.
Gotcha.
That's cool. Good. Ernie O says it all. 6th Avenue has now been renamed Avenue of the Americans.
It's the O&A show.
Yeah.
What a day, Anthony. What a day.
Who would think that the teen voyeur bus would be this good? Unbelievable.
Xavier.
Yeah, Javier.
Javier, what's up?
What's up, man? They have on Channel 17, the Metro Channel.
What are they doing on the Metro?
It's like, and there's some traffic on Broadway before. We have no idea why, but there's police escort. We had no idea what's going on.
We do have a police escort with the teen voyeur bus.
Yeah.
And it was FBI, too.
And the FBI for a little while.
You guys are effing amazing, you know that?
All right, thank you, buddy.
Hey.
We got to go back on the teen voyeur bus. Lewis Black checking in, helping us out today. Lewis!
Yes.
Oh, wow, you could back off the phone just a little.
I'm sorry about that.
That's okay.
I'm just a little excited now. That we're, I can see that we're running towards you. We're on 16th Street, just past about eight fire items.
Okay.
But we're on either side of the street with the lights going, and it was like they were waiting for us to come up the street. We passed the firehouse when they just came back, and the guys ran out with the soot on their face. I said, however, a lot of times they just put their head in an ashtray and pretend they've got that to get the women excited.
Right.
You know? And then we got one kid who's, they just gave a T-shirt to, who's been on the bike with us from the very beginning.
On a bike?
On a bike.
Nice. That's some exercise, man.
It's meditation or stupidity.
See, we're trying to help the people with exercise.
But my job has been going up.
Well, there they are. Windows on both sides.
All right, Lewis, you're breaking up a little bit.
Okay, I'll talk to you later.
All right. Where are you guys, by the way?
We're closing in on 20th.
Closing on 20th.
We're at 21st Street. Right. We've got a cop in front of us. Who's taking us home?
All right. Thank you, Lewis.
No sweat.
We should check in with Rich then. He's at 23rd and 6th. Yeah. Rich.
Yo, what's going on, fellas?
What's going on?
I could see the sirens and lights down the block now.
Yeah, the bus is...
the bus looks like it's finally approaching.
Yeah, the bus is taking 6th Avenue all the way up to 57th. You're on the corner of 23rd and 6th, and you can see the bus.
Yeah, I'm on a northwest corner of the street there in front of Citibank.
All right, and...
No one has a clue over here, so I'm just waiting to see the people's reactions when it gets here.
Now, the sirens are the sirens blowing or what?
Blowing.
There are definitely sirens blowing. It's... police right now are trying to get around the people that are crossing through the middle of the street to get around.
I can hear it in the background.
And I can see the bus. I'm actually crossing to the other side. There's no traffic coming. They're blocking off everything. This is hysterical. All these people are crossing. They have no idea what's about to come on.
That's hilarious.
They're walking with their little babies in hand. They have no idea.
Oh, that's the best.
They have no idea what's about to happen.
Well, it's an early Christmas present from Opie Anthony. There you go.
It's definitely my early Christmas present. I'm the only one enjoying it around here right now.
Mule juice from Brooklyn. Hold on one second, Rich.
Right.
When the bus hits Chelsea, the parade route dynamic will change from packed house to ghost town because none of the fellas in that neighborhood could give a damn about new teenage girls.
Oh.
If Psycho Mark keeps his ass pressed to the window, you may arouse some interest.
Hey!
Yeah. That's really, yeah. Gay people are.
Rich, has the bus passed you?
No, not yet. It's in between 22nd and 23rd now.
Okay.
So I'm on the actual, I'm on the other side of the street on from 23rd, between 23rd and 24th, so it still hasn't gotten to me yet.
All right.
But it's coming right around now.
I hear the sirens.
This is killing me. No one has a clue what's about to hit them.
Isn't that amazing?
And you and I have to go outside for the triumphant return of the
Teen Fire
Bus.
Of course.
What was that?
Somebody in a white, who's that in a white van? Is that Psycho Mark?
You can hear them. Here it comes.
Oh, no!
Listen to the excitement.
All these people are looking around. They have no clue what's going on. Like, what the hell is that? Oh, my God. That is too funny.
All right, Rich. Thank
you. I finally got to see Jackie up close in person. That was cool.
All right, Rich. Thank you very much for helping us out today.
Boys, have a good one.
All right.
You believe how happy he sounded.
You can hear the excitement. God, the police are really helping us today because with the sirens going like that, everyone has to take a look. Vinny, what's going on?
Yo, what's up, fellas?
Hey.
How you doing?
All right.
Yo, I parked myself in front of on 17th and 6th about 5:30.
Yeah.
And I waited for that thing to come. And I'll tell you what, there was like one car passing by every 30 seconds. If the bus went by, it was just a traffic jam, man. People beeping. Half the people are following the bus, and the other half don't know what the hell is going on. And I'll tell you what I learned today. I learned not to go anywhere near the Holland Tunnel during rush hour when the Voyeur bus is going
by. There you go. Thank you, Vinny.
All right, guys. Thanks, man. You're the best.
All right. We got to go back to the Team Voyeur bus, Anthony.
Yeah.
And Jim Norton. Hey, Jim, what's going on?
It's crazy, man. People are hungry. Mussolini's body being dragged through the street didn't cause as much of a ruckus. This is how worthless I am. I'm the only guy that could not get laid on the teen bus. I am a real creep.
This worked out pretty well today.
Oh, it's great. You have no idea how many people stood on the street. There's one guy with a red hat outside, and this sociopath has been following us since 57th outside the studio.
Jesus Christ.
Wow.
And he is still back. The guy probably can't hold a job, but he can look at nipples for 8.9 miles on a bike. It's amazing. There he is right there. He's outside in a red hat, and I really want him to get killed, but he just keeps avoiding everything.
All right, hold on one second. Hold on. Let's go to Derek. Derek, what's going on?
Yo, what's going on, guys? Right here on 6th Avenue, 23rd Street.
Yeah.
Things are going nuts. Yeah, I'm riding right next to it, 10, 15 blocks already.
Oh, nice.
You got one cop patrolling, a couple of guys trying to push through here. It's mayhem.
All right, and where are you guys around?
Right now, 6th Avenue. Just got caught in a light. Damn it. 6th and 29th.
6th and 29th. All right, thank you, Derek.
Go back to then 29.
They're going
to
be uptown faster than we thought, right? Jim, what's going on?
Right now we're just at a light. We're on 6th and West 30th.
Okay.
Headed northbound.
All right.
And what I love is that the girls are topless and people are still holding up wow stickers.
Yeah.
And there's really not much more you can show unless you like to cut themselves open and show their lungs and heart. There's really not much, which would, let's be honest, be pretty sexy. There's not much more you can see.
Nice.
And there's just a mob outside. People are hitting the bus doors. It's great.
Yeah, we're going to be outside for the homecoming at 57th, right outside the Brooklyn Diner, so.
Yeah, we should be up there in a little while. There's really not much traffic now except behind us.
Moving right along.
I can't even hear you guys. I'm going to give you back to Rick.
All right, hold on. We'll go back to him. You hear Psycho Mark? All right, Mark, we all hear you. Kevin, what's going on?
What's going on, boys?
Hey.
It's so crazy to see that this makes everybody smile, whether it's a big fat black lady or a little Chinese lady.
Of course.
Walking along the street, they're all smiling.
There's happiness in the city today. Of course.
You guys did it.
All right.
Go, Props to the NYPD for this.
Yeah, they really did help us out today, and we appreciate that.
All right, boys. Good job.
All right, Kevin.
I'm looking at all the traffic sites on the various news agencies' internet sites. And there are a few where they don't describe what's happening, but they say there's some traffic.
Right. Alan, what's going on?
And you know it's
going
the new boy.
Hey. Today I saw my first pair of live boobs.
Now, how old are you, Alan?
14.
See, that's when you should see live boobs. What'd you think?
It was great, guys. I got to thank you. I came into the city, and I was just walking around, and out of nowhere, the teen voyeur boss.
Nice.
Thanks a lot, guys.
All right, Alan.
Later.
If only there were things like this when we were growing up, Opie. Wouldn't it be great?
Hey, Rick.
Hey, guys.
You're on the air. What's up?
We're on the corner of West 33rd and 6th Avenue, making our way back uptown towards the station. And one thing I've noticed, that teen voyeur bus equals running red light, thanks to the NYPD.
Wow.
Yeah, it's amazing the power of teen boobs.
Hey, Rick, you got to let us know when you're close to the station. Dan and I want to welcome you guys back to the area.
Okay, no problem.
All right. You want to talk to Ben off air?
Yeah.
All right, hold on. All right.
I guess on CNN at 6 p.m. today, a guy with a big wow sticker and sign, a cop chased him away from behind the reporter. It was hilarious. I guess it just happened on CNN again. There's some wacky guy down in Florida, I guess.
Yeah, some guy emailed me and said, hey, I used to listen to you guys in New York. I'm down here in Florida. And, you know, where? Tallahassee, wherever?
Yeah.
Where the whole election crap is going on. He says, I'm going to get a wow sign on CNN today.
Here's a guy who says, hey, guys, I just saw a wow sign on CNN. And the story they're doing was from Tallahassee. Whoever was answering the phones, I'll call him Lieutenant Seasucker. He didn't put me through. That would be stinky. Wanted to share it with you. Yeah, there's a guy we know from down in Florida. He's showing the sign on CNN. Cool. This is the second time he's gotten it on.
Very cool. Let's go to Brett. Brett, what's going on?
Yeah, hey, the bus just passed 34th Street.
Yeah.
I'm on 34th in a parking lot.
Oh,
about
really?
10 feet in 10 minutes.
Mm.
Yeah, we got like a motorcade helping us get the Voyeur bus back uptown now.
I mean, we say it looks like those premieres in L.A. We got the lights flashed and everything. People are taking pictures. The whole intersection's lit up. There's traffic cops blocking the right lane.
I wonder how many pictures were taken today of the Voyeur bus, Anthony. Can you imagine?
Oh, my God.
Got to be thousands.
It went by. It looks like a carnival.
All right.
It looked like a carnival.
Thank you, Brett.
Yeah, thousands and thousands of pictures, I'm sure. Everyone ran out. I would have gotten a camera if I was on the street. And found out it was coming down. Oh, run in, grab a camera.
Yeah, the listeners are coming into the studio.
Can't wait to see some of the pictures filtering in.
Adam and Raymond outside the studio, they got video they want to show us.
Oh, yeah?
They ran back to the station after checking out the Voyeur bus. I was checking out the video during a break, and it's very, very funny. Hey, guys, what's going on?
Hey, boys. How you doing, guys?
Hey.
It's Adam and Raymond, right?
Yep. That's right.
And where did you guys see the Voyeur bus?
From 57th to 2 blocks down from Prince Street.
Nice. We ran all the way. If it wasn't for traffic, we wouldn't have gotten that far or got that much footage.
A little over 10 minutes worth.
Wait, you went from 57th all the way down to Prince Street?
Yeah. You followed the bus all the way down.
Yeah. I heard someone call and said there was some guy running 30 blocks with a sign. That was me.
Oh, that was you?
Yeah, that was me.
Show Anthony the tape.
Yeah, let me see some of that tape, man.
I was checking it out. It's very funny.
Cool. Little Voyeur bus videotape. A lot of the pictures and video that Steve C is taking. Oh, my God. Holy smoke.
It's hilarious.
Gotta
look
love
at this.
It.
We're going to have so many clips on foundrymusic.com. It's not even funny.
I got to say, Christmas came early.
Yes, it did.
Certainly did. Look, they're in little thongs. They're shaking it. Oh, my God. There's Wendy just shaking it. Now she's shaking her ass. Get in the shower, they're chanting.
Mm-hmm.
Where's the speaker at? There it is.
That's some classic video right there.
That's Steve C. And there it goes. Driving down the road. This is great. Knife girl. With the windows fogging up. Oh, yeah. Oh, my goodness. Show the peach, Billy. Show the peach.
Let me go to the phones as you check that out, Anthony. Chris, what's going on? Chris? Hey, Chris, you're on the radio. Chris?
I guess he's too stunned.
Let's go to Mike. Mike, what's going on?
Sirens on
the voyeur bus.
Just missed the bus by about two blocks, but I got to see a girl slap her boyfriend for looking at boobies.
Yeah.
She's screaming at him, walking down the block, beating him because he was looking.
That's funny.
But I missed the bus, so that sucks.
Uh-oh. Thank you, Mike. We got to go to the teen voyeur bus. Major problem, pulled over by cops.
Oh. Uh-oh. What happened? So close.
Let's go to Psycho Mark. Mark.
Dude, we're getting pulled over right on 6th Ave here, right in front of the library here at West 40th.
Why?
Right in front of the park. I don't know. One of the lieutenants came and says, pull that bus over right now. It looks like they're arresting all of us, I think.
No.
I swear to God. They got a bunch of, whatchamacallits. It's like we're all screwed. We might all be getting arrested.
Let's go to Rick. Maybe he knows something.
Hold on. Let's go to Rick. Rick.
Hey, guys, holy crap. These guys are coming out with those things you use to cut people, those quick little plastic things.
Oh, stop. If this is one of those gags.
Dude, this is not a freaking gag. There is a major problem happening.
I don't mean you. I mean a police department gag.
I don't know, man. I think the cops that are on our side are talking to the cops that are being told to do something about it. We've got a woman with a very official-looking mask on.
Uh-oh.
Who might be controlling the situation, so to speak. Meanwhile, you got the other cops who are hanging out. They're taking pictures. So there's definitely something going on here. I don't know if we're going to be rolling away. We're right in front of...
Tell Mark to flush the dope.
Yes.
There's a toilet in there.
We're right on the corner of 40th and 6th Avenue. We're real close to the station.
Oh, God, we almost made it
real
back.
Real close. I mean, there's this huge Kaleidoscope Barnum's set up here.
Mm-hmm.
So if people know where that's set up, I forget what the name of the park is. But there's a swarm of activity now around this.
Pull out a PBA card.
Who's in charge and what's going to happen.
Psycho Mark, I got a PBA card. Do you know who I am? Wow, so they might arrest the whole lot of us, huh?
I don't know what's happening.
Cost a lot of money.
But there's some angry-looking females who look like they've got, official badges on or something, pointing at things.
Sheriff Carr. Oh, boy.
All right, we're just waiting, Rick.
I'm still waiting to find out what the heck's going on. None of the cops seem to want to come on the bus to actually say anything to us.
Did the girls put their clothes back on?
The one guy stuck his head and yelled that we had to pull over immediately.
Did the girls put their clothes back on?
It looks like everybody's got their jackets on, their clothes. There's an older, there's a chief of police guy who is explaining something. Somebody's getting yelled at.
Uh-oh.
All right, let's...
Somebody's getting yelled at big time.
Let's all cross our fingers here, Anthony.
Come on. Let them go. They're almost here.
Yeah, we're 14 right, blocks away. Hold on.
City Police Department, my name is Lieutenant Hughes, all right? There's certain people who are served by plainclothes officers, it's called public exposure, all right? It's a misdemeanor charge for some of the females on a bus. There's other charges, vehicle charges also, no advertisements on the bus, things of that nature. So what we're going to do now is we're subject to some people on the bus who are subject to arrest, and we're going to go to the Midtown South Station.
Are you kidding?
But we need your cooperation. So right now I need pretty much all the males on the bus to stay down and stay headed away of the aisle, to make clear aisles.
Look.
All right, you
guys
heard
that.
Let's bring the cuffs in. Come on.
Did you hear that?
Yeah.
To bring the cuffs in. This is no business.
I understand.
How many people are on the bus?
Look, we need some big brass to get over there and remedy this situation. This situation must be remedied. What are they, ruining a good time? They ruined it.
Our parade.
You can't end it like this.
Yeah, and we are now being boarded. We're being boarded.
Get out of here, Rick.
I'm serious.
We need to stay on the bus. Yeah.
Oh boy.
And we have been boarded.
And everyone gets arrested at the end of this. Wait, Rick, what's going on?
They're going for a wagon, dude.
Come on.
I'm serious.
It must be Rudy. Oh, come on. They can't arrest the voyeur bus.
This is legal, isn't it?
We didn't know.
Isn't it?
Well, no. I mean, they've been doing this for over a week here.
Oh, now we're going to have to come up with cash.
Yeah, we're going to have to get some serious cash.
Let's get some people over there to remedy this, NYPD. Come on.
All right, lots of phones seem to be ringing now on the comp center.
Help us out.
Cell phones are going off like crazy. They're,
All right, so the bus is stopped in 40th and 6th.
40th and 6th Avenue.
How many cops are around the bus?
There are lots of police now on the bus itself.
They got to take care of this.
They're actually now getting arresting officers. Somebody bigger.
You've got to be kidding me.
Now we're going to task force. They're keeping everyone on the bus.
What?
Yeah. I guess they don't want to get a paddy wagon. I figured they're just going to take the bus, put cops on it, and take us over someplace.
There's also the captain on line 10 that says that you and I are going to be arrested, too, Ed, for the...
Some of my guys are following me over there.
Oh, well. For public,
are you guys catching us here?
Yeah, we're listening. Just keep going.
All right, everybody follow the bus. Stay.
All right. What? They're telling everybody to follow the bus, the other cops, I guess.
Tell them to lose away. Yeah,
I'm kind of confused. I mean, we've been led by the NYPD throughout this entire event.
Send Obi-Wan to shut off the tractor beam and then just take the...
Boy, give me those flex cuffs.
This might have been a clever ruse.
They're getting flex cuffs.
Might have been a clever ruse. The cops were actually working for the other side.
Okay, I've got to hang up.
Getting them to a location.
I've been told to hang up.
Rick?
I got to hang up. They're telling me to hang up.
If you could dial the number, any time during the proceeding, let us know, okay? Rick?
Oh, boy.
What happened? What happened? Maybe Rudy's not
the first. What happened?
What the hell happened there?
I'm having flashbacks to Boston.
They reamed it.
Oh, there's a captain online. Yes, Captain, sir?
Yes, gentlemen, just to inform you, there's also officers on the way over there to arrest you.
Uh-huh.
How do you know?
Yeah, who are you?
Captain Robert O'Brien of the NYPD.
Where do you work at?
Why should I answer that?
Oh, because you're not a cop. Nice try, Cap.
That was good, though.
They never know where they work out of.
Let's go to Dutch. We're trying to get some answers now, Anthony. Dutch, what's going on?
Hey, guys. I'm ashamed to carry the badge at this moment. My name really isn't Dutch, but I use that. It was a different story when we had to go up there, with Mr. Muhammad, who got his license again to go and invoke peaceful riot.
Yeah.
But you guys, you can't do nothing nice for the tourists. I mean, it's harmless. I mean, it's ridiculous the way the city's getting. You know what? I got 3 more years. I'll give it up. You guys need a hand there? I'll come work the phones for you. I might turn my badge. I'm really embarrassed. I really am. It's a shame. We love you guys. Majority of us do. But like any other big business or organization, we got the tight asses.
Yeah.
And I want to apologize for that. We love you guys. Majority of us love you, and we back you 100%.
All right, Dutch. Thank you.
Hey, how's your dad, Al?
He's doing well. Thank you.
Okay, man. Take care.
Oh, boy. Can you believe this? I think it was Rudy. I think Rudy did this.
Wow.
He reamed it.
Dennis, what's going on?
Hey, Obi. It's Dennis, the old caller from earlier today.
Yeah.
Sorry about that.
Hey.
But, I just swung by. They won't even let you stop to look. Like, if you're in your car.
Yeah.
They're just waving you along.
Oh.
I got footage of the whole thing. My friend's sitting out there with his video camera. And, nobody's happy whatsoever.
All right. Oh, thank you, Dennis.
Take it easy.
All right.
Congratulations. You guys finally made page one.
James, what's going on?
Yeah, I was down there earlier before.
Yeah.
And right by in Times Square somewhere where all the cops were hanging out,
mm-hmm.
I overheard one of them say that the president was going to be there.
Right. Well, the president is not even at Wall Street yet. So it had nothing to do with that.
Had nothing to do with it?
Yeah.
If Phil was there, he'd be on there like a Garfield, man. He'd just be suction cupped to the Bavaria bus.
All right, thank you.
That was it.
Yeah, we need to keep the phone lines clear. We need to get people on the line that know what the hell's going on.
Yeah, we need, like, somebody who's watching.
I'm just going to start hanging up on people until
we have to know what happened.
Let's go to Jason. Jason, what's going on?
Yeah, hey, man. Listen, I was dating a feminist chick about 4 or 5 years ago. Then women won the right in New York City to go topless. This is a false arrest because she walked through the streets topless that day. This is total false arrest. You guys got a lawsuit on your hands.
We'll see what happens.
Go for it.
All right, thank you.
Walt, who came up with this idea, emailing in saying, O&A, please burn my email. Yeah, it was all Walt's fault. Now, look. Great idea, Walt. Everyone pissed off at Walt now.
Look, I know there's one guy from the NYPD out there that knows exactly what's going on.
Right.
He's not part of the situation.
This doesn't just happen out of the blue. I mean, something had to be planned where they were going to do this. And there's got to be a cop out there that knows exactly what happened.
Someone help us with some information, okay? We got to get our brothers out. Malcolm, what's up?
Hey, what's up, dude? Listen. I got my scanner going, and they're saying that this is from the chief of the department.
All right, chief.
His orders to confiscate that bus. They're calling for a tow truck now to take the bus away.
Chief who?
They didn't give a name. They just said the chief of the department.
All right.
If you don't believe me, I can put my scanner up to the phone now. You can hear him talking about it.
No, we can't do that, so I'm going to hang up on you. We'll get in trouble for that, too. Elliot, what's up?
Yeah, it's actually Inspector Lawrence, Midtown South, ordered it. Not Chief Esposito. Esposito's down by the Wall Street heliport.
Yeah?
It's because you're on the presidential route. You took 6th Avenue. And Wallace is a tight ass.
Well, so they did this because we're on the presidential route?
You did it because you're on the presidential route. You would have taken a different street. They wouldn't have stopped you.
Oh, my God.
Well, thanks for letting us know.
Yeah, well, I tried to call in. You had a busy signal.
Yeah.
Had a busy signal for the last half hour. I just got through.
More important, who the hell's going to play at Rascals tonight? If we got Lewis Black and Norton arrested.
Yeah, so they're gonna go, you know,
I can't wait to see Back in Black on that Wednesday.
Tickets and out they go. But if they want to really be hard about it, they're going to send them down to Central Booking.
They should just give them appearance tickets, if anything.
That's discretion of them. And like I said, if you go on to Lawrence's precinct, he is really, you know, a horrible man to work for.
All right. Thank you, Elliot.
You're welcome.
All right.
Oh, boy.
Jamu is approaching the bus. You know, let's see if this is real. Jamu, what's up?
What's up, guys?
Hey.
Hey, I'm on 38th and 6th. I'm coming up. It's just a jam over here.
Yeah.
And I know the president is coming into Midtown.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. The cops all over the place.
All right. Traffic. All right. Thank you.
Front page, Jesus Christ. Front page, major traffic jam, new teens, 3 comics, 1 radio show, drugs, prison. Does this sound like post material?
And the president in town in the middle of the whole thing.
Oh, crap.
Oh, boy.
We ruined it.
This got reamed.
Dave, what's up?
It's actually Dwayne.
Hey.
Hey, I just want to say it's been an honor being on your last show.
Not this again.
We've heard that before. It's not even a joke to us.
It's not funny because you know what? And then when we get, if we ever get our next job, we talk about, remember, and we were saying, well, take it easy. Right. Nice knowing you.
All right, Dave.
Yeah, guys, honestly, though, you guys rule. And if WNEW can't back you up on this, they have no balls and don't deserve you.
All right, thank you, Dave.
Amen.
Oh, God. Oh, God. You know, I started getting that feeling in it.
Yeah.
Because it was getting way too big.
Yeah.
And I was just like, come on, just get to 57.
Just get home. They almost got home.
Just get to 57.
They almost made it home.
We made it to 40th on the way back. Let's go to Joe. Joe, what's going on?
What's up? I work here over at the Hammerstein Ballroom.
Yeah.
Like right down the block from Midtown South.
Yeah.
They got some big tow truck here, and they got like 3 vans waiting with cops all outside the precinct.
All right.
And as far as what, like, a couple of cops are saying, because I talked to a couple of them, they're saying that you could arrest it for organizing public lunacy or something like that.
Public lunacy? What?
They said something like that, that you could also be arrested for organizing this.
Well, fine, then arrest us. You know, we're not pussies. If we're to blame, then arrest us.
I'm not built for jail.
No, I'm not either, man. All right, Joe, thank you.
No problem.
Bye.
Lewdness, please.
All right, someone wants to, like, keep it cool, but Danny, what's up?
Listen, man, exactly what it is.
Secret Service is really upset about it. You guys were on the route to presence can be taken very shortly. And they really didn't know what the hell to do. They had no idea about it.
They should have just.
Oh, they probably would have known it would have been over at 7.
And you know what else? Where you guys originally were is where he's coming.
Yeah, I know. We were down there. Most.
Where you staged is where that area is where he's coming.
Right.
So they didn't know what to do, man. They had the S scared out of them.
Wow. Oh my God.
Because it was totally unplanned, and they plan for everything, as you know.
All right. Thank you, Daddy.
All right, guys. Take it easy.
Bye.
You know what? We should have Jay Moore on there because everyone knows he can't even get arrested.
Officer Mike.
What's going on, guys?
That's good. What's up, Mike?
Listen, what's probably going to happen is they're probably just going to have everybody hang out to the precinct until the president's done, and then they'll cut everybody loose. Women are allowed to go topless in public.
Screw Clinton.
I agree with you, but, you know, he's the president. What can you do?
You would have loved to seen this today.
Of course. You would have been running right next to the bus trying to grab the window.
All right. Thank you, Mike.
Later, guys.
Bye.
Are you allowed to syndicate from Rikers?
Ed, what's up?
Yeah, how you doing, ONA? Long-time listener. I just passed the bus. All the girls are lined up. You know, they got them, like, in a little, strapped up around the, you know, their hands behind their back with the plastic straps. They're looking a little nervous, but it looks like they're backing up a tow truck to it now. And that's all. I saw that one cop car coming up all the way 6th Avenue. That came straight from City Hall.
Right.
Passed me by. And syndication when you guys get out of jail.
All right. Thank you, Ed. Man. Let's go to Joe. Joe, what's going on?
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey.
Yeah, I'm standing in Bryant Park, man. They got the whole sidewalk closed off. They kicked everybody off the street. And they just pushed everybody off the bus. There's like 100 guys standing in the park, freeze on, stuff off, just watching this.
Is anyone crying?
No, but everybody was cheering for you guys. They were dragging them off, and there was a big cheer going over the crowd for you guys.
Oh, brother.
All right, Joe, thank you.
Us guys, we're not doing anything. We're here. Wow. Oh, my God, imagine if we were on the bus, Opie.
What a coincidence. Clinton is in town to talk about breast cancer awareness, by the way.
Oh.
I swear to you. Well, then we got to take a break because we really got to, like, do the business part of this show, even though we could care less at this point.
Oh, boy.
Al, the cop's on the line.
Al.
Yo, what's up, guys?
Hey.
This is what I'm thinking. Like most demonstrations that end up in arrest, it may end up being a couple of C summonses or desk appearance tickets.
Yeah.
What I'm thinking is they'll probably run a warrant check, you know, make sure nobody's got a warrant. Hopefully Lewis doesn't have a warrant. Now, a Psycho Mark on the other hand, see ya. It's an all-nighter for him.
Yeah, Psycho Mark almost had a chance to get off the bus.
Yeah, I bet he'd like to rewind things, but I'm thinking that they'll do a warrant check, and with any luck, a couple hours they'll be out. Now, the girls, because they're all of age and stuff, that's cool there, but they might be more penalized than just the other passengers on the bus. I can't see them sending everybody on that bus through the system, right, and then some cop having to voucher that bus. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So it may end up being a couple of, you know, a C summonses when they'll have to go down on a court date. But again, I don't know. That the guy who called in and mentioned that inspector's name was right about the name. That guy is a total ass.
All right. Mm-hmm. Well, let's just relax with that, okay?
Yeah, definitely.
You don't want to piss off anyone right now.
No. Yes, definitely. Right. Definitely don't want to be insulting people, but,
right.
You know.
Thank you, Al.
I'll talk to you later.
All right.
Jason from Jersey making lemonade out of lemons, Opie. He goes, you guys, what are you nuts? This is great. New jailhouse teens. Make sure Steve C. brings his camera through Central Booking.
All right, and we're going to take a break. We're obviously not going to break for too long because we're hoping that Rick could, like, sneak a call into us or something.
But what is he, James Bond?
I don't know. He gets one call. Rick always has to deal with our crap. Got to give that guy props, man.
That's it. Boy, well, if Pete was able to figure out some way to broadcast from the bus, Opie, we'd be there, too.
All right.
And we might still be there. I'm waiting to see the door fly open and go, okay, take us away.
Wait, who's on 12?
Who is this?
Hurry, who's on 12?
Mm-hmm.
Keith. All right, hold on. Psycho Mark.
Mark?
Mark.
Hey, guys.
Hey, what's going on?
We are all in the back of a paddy wagon right now headed to a police station.
You're going to the police station?
We're all getting arrested right now.
Who's back there with you?
Everybody. Lewis Black, me, the bus driver,
Steve.
Oh, my God.
We got Lewis Black arrested. Oh, my God. We got Lewis Black arrested.
Is he live on the air right now?
Yeah. He's too neurotic for this.
Yeah, I got my hand-free cuff, so I was able to make the phone call. And I was able to get rid of my stash.
Good thing.
Don't worry, I got plenty of PBA cards.
Dude, what did they say they were going to do? Write you an appearance ticket or what? Hello?
Mark. Oh, my God. I'm starting to freak out. We're not getting enough info.
That's it. There goes
Mark. That's all we got. From the back of the paddy wagon.
Holy smoke.
By the way, guys, we don't fake stuff. This is as real as it gets.
No, I'm not even. Lewis didn't want to go on the bus, yeah. Now he's being taken in the back of a police car or paddy wagon.
Lewis is too neurotic.
Does the paddy wagon have glass sides so at least the girls can. No?
Who's on six? Oh, Mark again.
Guys.
Mark.
Yeah, I'm here again.
Do you know where you're going?
No, I have no idea. But we are getting escorted. They are blocking the streets off like we're the Hezbollah.
Oh, my God.
I swear to God, it's madness. We get a full police escort. We got cops blocking everything off. It's insanity.
Oh, my God. What are they? Are they still laughing?
What's that?
What are they laughing back there?
The cops right now. They're laughing at all the people on the street, but it's unbelievable. We got cameras left and right following us. All the news channels. Channel 9 was there. A bunch of channels were all up front. It was hysteria.
Oh, my God.
Dude, there must have been 50 to 60 cops arresting us. They all had the plastic bands ready to go and everything.
Holy smokes.
So
now what we think is going to happen is you're all going to get, like, desk appearance tickets.
Because
it's like it's only a misdemeanor rap. And
right,
then,
we're at 32nd Street, and
I can't believe he's got a phone working in the back of the car.
We're at 2nd and 2nd Ave. We're going down 2nd Ave right now with a huge police escort. So.
With a big police escort?
We have huge police escort.
He's breaking up.
Damn it. What? I get this handcuff back in, okay?
I can't. What? Mark.
I gotta get going, all right? I gotta put the phone down, all right?
All right, all right.
I gotta put my handcuffs back on because we're coming close to the station. All right,
man.
As soon as we figure out where the hell we're going on 2nd Ave right now.
Well, Mark,
we're bound out of hell.
Mark, obviously we have to get off the air ourselves, so you just call us in our office, all right?
Very good. See all you guys right. later.
Bye.
Jesus Christ.
Someone find out how long we could go. We have to stay on the radio.
Yeah, I want to at least be able to tell people what the hell's going on. Oh, boy.
Shoot. Sal, what's up?
Hey, how you doing, guys?
Hey.
A friend of mine is a cop assigned to City Hall. Just spoke to him to find out what was going on.
Yeah.
This came right from Rudy. CNN called City Hall to get a reaction from them on how this bus was going down a secured presidential route with police escort without the city of New York police stopping it. Rudy flipped out, called the commissioner, told them to stop the bus, arrest everyone, and he sent inspectors to the scene because they're taking name and badge numbers of all the police that were doing the that were giving you the unauthorized escort so they could all be disciplined.
Oh, come on.
We don't do well with mayors.
The mayors always screw things up for us.
All right, guys.
Try to have a little fun in this city. Just try to have a little fun in this city. Oh, my God. ONA, Seattle's best show.
Mike.
Hey, how you doing?
What's up, man?
We don't need anyone, like, effing with us, like being, you know, complete tools. We need people that are dead serious right now.
I hear you. Listen, I can't tell you what unit I'm with because I'm like.
No, don't say a word.
Yeah. All right. Here's the deal. The guy who was on the line about 5 minutes ago, he was correct. The order did come down from 1PC. Okay. They basically Giuliani, from what I understand, they relayed this to the OEM, which is emergency management, and. They got their people deployed out there. They got the top hats, the brass guys deployed out there. Some sergeants are going to wind up eating some transfers because if that was true that they weren't doing what they were supposed to do, somebody's going to be looking for scapegoats. They're going to buy it. You guys are definitely going to be going through central booking, though, so I would definitely, if you're going to have some of your lawyers get down there, that's where they're going to be going.
They're not going to be DAT'd because of the what I call these...
Wait, too much code.
Desk appearance.
Oh, thank you. Yeah. Okay.
They're not going to be given desk appearance tickets. They're going to be put through the system because, like I said before, you guys basically, on a sphincter factor of 1 to 10, you're rated at 26. So, you know, the bottom line is they're going to go through. They're going to make an example. And, you know, because of the fact that Clinton's in town and everything like that, but...
All right, it's BS. Sorry, I had to jump
out. Sorry about that. Sorry about on radio. But, you know, the bottom line is, you know, if you would have went on a different route, you probably wouldn't have had to deal with this, you know, like everything else. But,
ouch. We have to do it when Clinton's in town.
And, well, you know, hey, this is all planning, you know. But the bottom line is that they're definitely going to go through the system because just listening to what's going on citywide and SOD, special ops frequency, they're definitely going to be bringing them down to go to central booking. So.
All right, so what do we need lawyers down there?
Yeah, I would think that would be recommended.
Mm. Mm.
So, but anyway, but nice show.
Jesus. All right. Well, thanks a lot, Mike.
Yeah, listen, have a good night. And listen, hope everything goes all right for them. We'll be listening.
It's going to be a long night. Thank you.
Take it easy.
All right, man. Oh, brother. So now, hey, any lawyers out there? I mean, really, they're going to need some kind of son of a bitch.
Mike, what's up?
Yeah.
Hey.
Hey, what's up? I'll be with you in a second. Go ahead, yeah.
Hey, what's up?
How you doing?
All right.
Yeah, well, they made it. Yeah, we got the scanner running. It's going crazy. Well, they're going nuts. They made it a priority one. The president landed about 15 minutes ago, and everything. They turned everything on. I'm listening to it right now. The inspectors, they're taking names, everything.
All right. Thanks, Mike. Well, now what? Now what? Oh, we're supposed to have dinner with our agent.
Yeah, let's do that.
I can't do that.
We gotta wait.
Yeah, now we gotta wait and see what happens. Yeah, why can't we get a call from somebody? I mean, Mike was very informative. Somebody that knows exactly what's going on with this situation, not with similar situations or, you know, what he thinks might happen. There's got to be somebody that knows exactly what happens.
Well, I'm waiting. I mean, the phones are just going nuts. We're just waiting to see if anyone's going to
do a few more. What, right. A few more commercials?
Well, we just got to get rid of all these. 1027 WNEW.
F Don and Mike. No offense to the guys, but... No, we're just going.
We got to stay on until we know exactly what the hell's going on. What a mess this show has become. A bunch of people have some info for us. Let's go to Nick from the NYPD. Nick, what's going on?
What's up? It's Eddie from the NYPD, but that's okay.
All right, what's up, Eddie?
But listen, what they're going to do is they're going to do exactly what they did to the people, all the naked people at the Williamsburg Bridge. They're going to lock them up for disorderly conduct.
Yeah.
Because they brought a large crowd to gather.
Yeah.
And then they blocked intersections. People were running red lights.
Yeah.
So all you got to do is you just need one lawyer that go down there and take care of them all. They'll get out tonight as long as none of them have a warrant check.
Right. Well,
okay.
All right, all lawyers, attention lawyers, go to central booking.
Okay.
Get a lawyer.
Earl's getting a lawyer.
Get a lawyer. Get Johnny Cochran.
Thank you.
Johnny.
All right, let's go to Elliot. Elliot, what's going on?
Yeah, first of all, anybody calling you, telling you, listening to their status and hearing them taking names, order came down, keep it off the radio, so no one's talking about it on the police radio.
All right,
second thing is, they're not going to be released from central booking. You're going to have to get down to 100 Center Street. They're going to be arraigned. They're not going to be arraigned until tomorrow morning. They are not getting in court tonight. They're going to delay them through the system, and they're not going to get out till tomorrow morning.
All right, Elliot, thank you.
You're welcome.
Let's go to Joe. Joe, what's going on?
Yeah, they're going to be... My friend works down there. He told me that they're going to slowly roll them through. They're not getting out tonight. They're not getting out to tomorrow. He paged me.
All right. Thank you, Joe.
You're welcome.
Bye.
Bye.
Big Kev Anthony, who's been hanging out all day.
All right.
He decided to go outside to see what's going outside the building. Going on outside the building, I should say. Kev. Big Kev, what's
up? Hey, guys.
Hey.
Guys, what's up?
What's up? You're live on the radio, Kev.
There's still a big crowd out here in front of Broadway Diner.
Brooklyn Diner.
There's some news vans floating around. I just saw the Channel 2 news van. driving by. It looked like they were looking for a place to park, although I can't confirm that at this time. And there's an unidentified bus, van, over here as well.
Oh,
so, they're definitely starting to swim around like sharks after a fresh chum. But there's still a big crowd down here. Pretty big crowd, and they're just hanging out.
Outside the Brooklyn Diner?
Yes, sir.
All right, bro.
All right.
Anything changes, let us know.
I will.
All right. Bye. Ben, that's our agent. Talk to him.
Yeah, call him. Tell him due to circumstances beyond our control,
we're gonna be
might miss dinner.
We're gonna be a little busy.
Yeah, we can't make it. Reschedule.
See,
and also tell him, can he fix this?
He is a lawyer, right?
Come on, he's in New York.
See, a lot of misinformation coming in now. I don't know what to believe, but Ed, what's up?
Yo, what's up, guys? Listen. I work for Giuliani. I'm on a PR committee.
Yeah.
And he was listening to your show when this whole thing went down.
Yeah.
Until he got that call.
Come on.
And then the sharks just went down.
Really?
Yeah. Dude.
Hold on.
You can't say the S-ing a brick thing.
All right, Ed.
Sorry, guys.
Thank you.
He just went ballistic. Yo, you guys rock.
Oh, yeah. We totally rock. Got a lawyer, a retired detective.
All right.
Kenny, what's up?
Hey, how you doing? I'm retired off the job. Listen, lawyers are useless at Central Booking. Nobody's going to get to see them. There's no sense in sending lawyers there.
Yeah.
If they're going to send them through the system, it's very unlikely. They're only misdemeanors. They're not going to tie up the system with a whole busload of guys. It's ridiculous. Prostitution is a B misdemeanor. These guys are getting charged with a misdemeanor. It's like shoplifting. But the public nuisance part of it is what might be a problem. Those guys are probably public morals guys. That's why they're saying you guys might be in the jackpot. But I wouldn't worry. It's very unlikely. Very unlikely.
Please. All right. Thank you, Kenny.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Great.
Good.
Wonderful.
How
does something so good turn so bad so quickly?
And if I could quote myself.
No, what? You're going to start counting quotes now?
No, I just want to quote myself.
Okay.
But I thought we were all just having fun.
Just having fun.
We almost made it.
They were so close to the station.
We were able to bring the teen Boyer bus all the way down to Wall Street from 57.
Yeah.
We turned around. We were on 6th. We had no clue.
And everything was fine because we actually had some people, cops escorting the van,
right,
or the bus.
Right.
So we figured everything was cool.
So we decided to take 6th Avenue all the way back up to the station with the teen Boyer bus.
Mm-hmm.
And then we find out that was part of the route that the president and Secret Service were using or something.
I guess so.
And all of a sudden, all hell broke loose around 40th Street and 6th Avenue.
Mm.
And our brothers, our pals, our teenagers.
Yeah.
Have all been arrested, thrown into a paddy wagon.
Yeah.
Psycho Mark, being the psychotic mother effer that he is, was able to...
He actually called from the...
he was able to get out of his plastic handcuffs to call us from the back of the paddy wagon.
Yeah.
And there are a lot of people questioning if this is real or not. Oh, yeah, it's
no, I don't even want to address that.
It's as real as it gets.
I feel bad for the girls and Lewis Black and Jim Norton.
Lewis Black is too neurotic to deal with this.
Like, I can understand, even, you know, I feel bad for Rick and Psycho Mark and stuff, but for the most part, they know when they go into these things that there are chances that something might happen and they have to deal with it. But the girls, I mean, geez, they're just friggin' teen girls. Hot teen girl. And now they're going to be run through the system, as they say.
Yeah. There's another police officer that doesn't want his name on the radio, but he wants to say something. Sir?
Yeah, how you doing, guys?
Hi.
Listen, I'm an officer. I'm not going to mention my name, but just want to let you guys know that it's going to be a long process from what I hear. And it really sucks because everybody loves your show and the mayor's dick.
Well, no comment on that right now.
All right.
We don't want to like that.
Oh, there you guys cool. And the NYPD is always looking out for you guys.
Nah, we know that.
It was going so smooth.
Thank you.
It was just rolling right along, wasn't it?
Let me go to Jerry. Jerry has some advice for us. Jerry, what's up?
Yeah, how you doing? I've worked with the city before.
Yeah.
And you guys, you've got to diffuse this thing. You've got to get on the air. You've got to tell the people, bus ain't coming, it's over. You know, that's going to work a lot better for you when you go down and try and get these girls.
Wait, what are you talking about? What bus?
The bus with the girls. It's not coming.
I think everyone knows that.
Yeah, but you got people in the street still standing around.
Oh, no.
They're not standing waiting, believe me.
I don't think people are, that stupid.
The show's supposed to be over by now.
Yeah, the bus is definitely not coming up 6th Avenue, and it's definitely not coming back to the Brooklyn Diner.
There's crowds in the street still?
No, there's crowds outside this building with a whole bunch of media swarming because they want a comment from Ant and I.
Yeah, well, you guys gotta make some kind of an effort to diffuse it.
I can't take this guy.
Thank you.
I can't take it.
And talk.
Lunatic.
There's nothing to diffuse.
No, there's nothing to diffuse.
All right, I'll diffuse the situation. Obviously, everyone knows that the bus has been impounded pretty much. Everyone's been arrested. So obviously the bus isn't making up 6th Avenue. I think people could figure that out for themselves.
I don't think it's happening.
And as far as everyone waiting outside the Brooklyn Diner for Opie and Anthony to show up and the media, could you please go home?
Yeah, nothing to see here.
There you go. We just diffused it.
Nothing to see here.
I'm sure the media, who are a bunch of vultures, they'll just listen to us and they'll go home now. Yeah, okay. There you go. Is that what you wanted? Effing tool.
So now we got to, wait?
Diffuse the situation. I think the situation diffused on its own. Everyone can figure it out. They're not stupid.
They got to, they got to be there by now. You know? They had a police escort.
We have a few people working on it. Let's just put it that way. And if they could get info, they will, they'll get it, Anthony. Black Earl.
I'm contacted by that douchebag.
What?
Stinky's whispering something about
conferring with
about an attorney to Ben. Ben attorneys. Ben, yes. And
okay. Thanks, Stinky. All right. Great stuff.
That was good?
Oh, it didn't pan out to be anything great. It's so hard to get information. But we're projecting a winner in the election. It's Bush.
Another police officer. Stinky's got to answer these phones a lot
faster. Lot quicker.
A lot quicker.
Let her rip, man.
All right, let's go to another police officer. Sir?
Hello?
Yeah. If you will. Yes?
How you doing?
You're live on the air with Opie and Anthony?
Yes, hello?
What's going on?
This thing is going to escalate a little farther than they're saying to you. When Clinton finds out that he missed a busload of naked chicks, you're going to answer real hard.
All right, thanks,
you guys. Love you. Bye.
Bye.
A lot of people being wise asses. Weisenheimers.
We don't need humor at this point.
No, we just need information. I mean, I don't think we're going to get any new information, though. We hear from the cops. We like that because it gives us a little insight on what's going on and what they'll go through. But, I mean, I would like direct information from somebody at Central Booking, when they get there, what's happening, where they're going to be sent. Is it overnight? Can they get out? You could speculate and say, if this guy is as nasty as some people have called and said he is, that they might stay overnight. But we need some sure information.
Ben just talked to our agent, Anthony, and Ben has this to pass on to us.
All right.
Our agent, not surprised.
Not surprised.
By our antics.
What? He's got to deal with it.
We thought everything was going okay. I mean, we had a motorcade. We didn't think there was going to be any problems, right?
No. I don't know what happened.
We thought the whole city was coming together today and really into what we were doing.
They were. Was there one problem with what was going on?
When Rick called and said, like, cops are swarming like crazy, I'm like, but the cops have been,
that's what it is.
Leading you guys.
Opie, there's confusion sometimes.
Because we're all happy, like, wow, look at this, the cops, everyone's cool. They're going to get the bus back to, 57th and 7th, and we're all going to have a good laugh.
The thing is, with the police department, just like the other cop called up and said, like any organization, there's a hierarchy. There are people that understand things and then people that don't. There are people that enjoy what we do. There are people that don't. So just because a bunch of cops love the show and listen to it, there are a few that don't. And when an order comes down to arrest everyone on the voyeur bus, the cops that enjoy this show and like it and have a good relationship with us, there really isn't anything they could do about it, especially when it's lieutenants and and Brass and Giuliani's people and the Secret Service. So then we, these things happen now. Now we got to deal with it.
Anthony, we have an expert on the line to help us out with what our crew can expect from Central Booking.
All right.
Old Dirty, everybody.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
OD.
Oh, my God.
Old Dirty.
Yo.
What is going on?
This is what's going to happen. They just unloaded them over at the precinct, right?
How do you know?
Believe me, I know these things.
Yeah, this is... Old Dirty used to work with the
courts. Yeah, I used to work with the courts, and I've also been a victim of the courts. So well, I know both sides of the fence.
So now what's the deal?
But check this out, dog. Check it. They're going to unload them out, right? They're going to separate the females from the males, whatever. Then the arresting officers, I guess, you know, they're each going to take a collar, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Write out the report. Everybody got to be fingerprinted. The warrant's got to get checked. They're going to sit in the precinct for a little while. Then the bus is going to come over from Central Book and take them to court. Forget it, dude. And they're probably going to get out Friday night, Saturday morning, the early.
Oh, stop.
No, I'm serious. Yo, I'm telling you, if the mayor, if that order came from the top, they're effed. They're gonna run them through the system so effing slow, it's not even going to be funny, dude. I'm telling you. I got caught behind something like that, too, man. Them inspectors, dude, they're anal, dude.
All right, relax. We don't want to piss anyone else off.
Yeah, no doubt.
At least not till they get out.
That's coming from me, dog.
All right.
Yo, close the door, man. The feedback, son. The feedback. You heard?
All right, Old Dirty. You know what's funny?
What? I was on my way over there. I ran into, like, the trains weren't running right coming out of Queens. I'm like, God, I'm going to turn back. Oh, my God, if I would have been there, dog.
Yeah, you would have been on that bus.
Yeah, man. Yo, good luck, fellas, man. I'm pulling for you, baby.
All right, thank you.
Peace, baby.
Bye.
Did Lewis Black have a show tonight?
No, but Jim Norton did at Rascals.
Yeah, Jim Norton was.
And Norton was filling in for Stephen Lynch, who's sick.
Who was sick.
We might have screwed over Rascals. Maybe if they could call, tell us what they're doing over there so we don't totally screw them.
Lewis Black is supposed to be at Caroline's right now to entertain a political fundraiser. Mark Green's run for mayor.
Come on.
Yeah.
Special Agent Raines.
What is that?
See, there might be people just effing with us, which we don't appreciate
right now.
We don't
have patience for him either today. So.
Special Agent Raines.
Good evening, gentlemen.
Wait, are you real?
Hold on a second, I'm speaking to you, hold on.
You're not real, then.
Can you gentlemen say you're so stupid?
Uh-huh.
Anthony, I do believe that was a prank call.
Yeah, I would think so. No. So now what? Went mayor on way. No, he isn't. I love the rumors that go around.
Paul.
Yeah, I'm here.
Hey.
I got to go quick because someone's going to be coming in the next room. Anyway, the mayor's headed down. There's a couple of news stations headed down. And those folks aren't getting out until Friday night, guys. They're gonna make an example.
An example of what?
So, Paul, how do you know that the mayor's down, going down a booking?
My buddy does the fingerprinting. He just called me. He said, "Listen, I know you listen to ONA, and just the information I have."
All right, thank you,
guys. I gotta go.
You don't know what to believe. It's a media frenzy, and we're getting all kinds of info, and we don't know what if it's real or not. We haven't heard from anyone from the bus, though. That's one thing we're sure of.
Anyone call us back yet?
Big Kev is trying to track him down. He's downstairs or something.
No, I mean, like, anyone, wink, wink, nudge, nudge, have they called us back to get some info to us?
No.
In the process?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. See, now this guy's serious. Not a lot of people just being deeks.
Yeah.
King, what's going on?
ONA, oh, man, let me tell you, I got a story for you guys.
Yeah.
I'm over there. I work at Midtown South, right? I don't want to get on my first name because all the guys know me as Big Bub. Let me just tell you. I was sitting there. I was talking to one of the...
So he goes, I don't want anyone to know me because all the guys know me as Big Bub.
Right.
He says it on the air. Let's see. All those arrested and charges held overnight. Processing. She'll appear before a magistrate. Oh, well.
Hey, Alan, what's going on? Alan.
Alan, don't listen to the goddamn radio.
Alan.
Look, he's listening to the radio and laughing.
Alan.
Oh, it's Mike.
Well, right, Mike, whatever, you tool. We're talking to you on the phone, dude.
All right. My name's Mike, not Alan.
But you hear us talking through your phone.
What happened?
Nothing. What do you have for the show?
I'm sorry. I know it's stressful today, guys. But what happened right now is that they're deciding whether to take them to central booking or to the precinct because everybody followed the whole cavalcade of cops and everything down to where they are. You got Channel 2, Channel 4, Channel 7. It's like a mob scene down there.
Yeah.
And on the scanners, you know, the citywide scanners, you could hear during the whole procedure, the cops, you know, which really sucked was because the cops were saying, like, you know, let them go. Like, you heard them talking to each other, like, that was like a, you know, a real BS thing, you know. But you had a ton of inspectors come down there. It was a mob scene. But right now, they're stuck between central booking and the precinct. And that's where it stands right now.
All right. Thank you, Alan.
You got it. Mike.
Mike, sorry.
All right.
Channel 2 is on the line.
Who is this? Hello?
Hello?
Hi. Who's this?
My name is Jonas.
Jonas.
And I'm calling from the assignment desk at Channel 2. I was just looking for a statement.
Channel 2.
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Yeah.
Any way to prove that?
Yeah, what's going on in the background?
Scanners.
Scanners, okay. Mm-hmm.
And what do you do?
I'm a news assistant.
So you're looking for a statement for this, what, story?
Mm-hmm.
You send any people down to the, to follow the people from the bus?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You don't sound real.
Yeah, you kind of don't sound like a news guy.
Yeah, that's why I'm not on air.
Huh?
That's why I'm not on air.
Who are you gathering information for?
Channel 2. WCBS.
Yeah.
Your affiliate.
Right. Well, obviously, this is an outrage. Jonas.
Yeah.
Outrage.
It's an outrage.
Which guy is speaking? I'm sorry.
Oh. Opie and then Anthony. Okay. Now, I am Anthony.
Thank you.
I'll speak in a high voice.
No, it's an outrage. And we had this thing going for the entire show. It was very nice. People were laughing, having a good time. And then all of a sudden, people swarmed down and took people to jail that were on the bus. What crime was committed? What the hell is that? It's a crime? Please.
Jonas.
Yeah.
It's Opie.
Yes.
My quote, I thought we were all just having fun.
That's a good one, Opie.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thanks, guys.
All right, bye.
Bye.
I don't think that was real.
You said, I thought we were just having fun. I said, I'm outraged. I stole Reverend Al's line.
Assistant DA on the line.
Hey, what's up, guys? I didn't want to get my first name.
All right.
The only two things I could think of them possibly getting charged with are disorderly conduct, which is kind of a catch-all, or inappropriate attire, which usually people at Jones Beach get charged with when they walk around naked. They're both violations. They're not misdemeanors, which means that they shouldn't be printing them, first of all. Second of all, it doesn't stay on their records.
Mm-hmm.
A violation is technically punishable by up to 15 days in jail, but they're not going to do any jail time.
Right.
So it's going to be like pretty much a fine, and that's it.
All right. All right. Thank you.
No problem.
All right. And we got some info.
All right.
Ben just talked to one of our connections.
Yeah.
And Ben is going to tell us what...
one of our peeps.
What is happening, and I think we have to do this off air, so we're going to play the elevator music.
Oh, okay. Please hold on. We will be back in a couple of seconds. Enjoy the elevator music for a few seconds while we discuss this amongst ourselves. Stay tuned. We will be back in a second. now return you to the Opie and Anthony show.
Hey, what's up?
Hey, Anthony.
All right, that was interesting information.
And great, we can't even tell you what was just told to us.
We can't tell you. What can we actually say even about it?
It's ugly.
No, I won't.
I'm just going to say
any details.
It's getting ugly.
Yeah.
Is that good?
It's getting ugly.
Someone from the mayor's office is on line three.
You think?
Hold on.
Nah, we had a dump out of you, so I better not be on the air.
All right, hold on. Let's go back to the music. No, let's go back to the elevator music.
All right, please hold during this lovely elevator music as we speak with the guy from the mayor's office. Return you to the Opie and Anthony show. That guy was a dick.
He was real though.
Yeah,
it was someone from the mayor's office. He had info, but then he thought we were
on the air.
Then he thought we were taping him, so he hung up on us. We were not taping you.
Like something must have happened. I think it was called waiting on his part, and it clicked. And he went, "You're taping me."
Big Kev downstairs. Big Kev.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey. What's going on downstairs?
The news vans that were here. Seem to have gone off somewhere.
Yes.
Yeah.
And
maybe they listened to me when I said there was nothing to see here.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
All right.
I talked to somebody from Channel 2, and they said that they couldn't tell me what was going on.
Right.
And the police absolutely refused to talk to me at all.
Right.
So I don't know. There's pretty much nothing going on. It looked like there was a flurry for a minute, and then it all seemed to go away rather quickly. So. Okay.
Is that a weather forecast?
Yeah, there was a flurry of activity is what I meant. And,
yes.
And now there seems to be none. So.
All right.
All right.
Thank you, Kev. Anything changes, call us back.
You know, I'll tell you one thing. They better just treat everybody that was on that bus nicely. And by that I mean, don't be a prick and hold them there just for the sake of, well, now let's let them simmer a while, just to make a point. You know what I mean? If it's available and they could run them through, they ought to just run them through. Do whatever you're going to do. But playing games is pretty stupid.
Steve, what's going on?
Hey, what's up? This is Brian. Steve just got out of the car.
Thanks.
Listen, we're Manhattan Task Force. We're heading down there. They just called a level one mobilization. That brings 100 cops over to the scene. There's supposed to be 60 people outside of the precinct down there. We're going to have to take care of business down there. Boy, we're going to treat everybody all right. I hope those pricks inside don't rough them up, though.
All right. Thank you, Steve. Now there's our listeners, like, hanging outside the police station. All right, who's Joe? Let's go to Joe. Joe, what's going on?
How you guys doing? I'm in Newark. I work for FEMA, Federal Emergency Management Administration.
Yeah.
And I called a couple minutes ago because we were put on notice about a half hour ago. And I'm looking at stuff now that was pulled on you guys over the course, I guess, of your career. It's just one-line information. It goes back to issues in Boston with the mayor.
Why is that getting pulled?
I have no idea. But it's stuff that we get copied on. So somebody's doing some background checking on you guys pretty quickly.
Great.
There's only one group that can do it that fast. So,
all right.
Best wishes.
There's some bad things in my past.
Yeah.
Gorilla Boy on the line. Gorilla Boy.
Hi, guys.
I hope I hope to God you don't have a. You're not plugging, man.
No, I'm not plugging.
He's supposed to play Rascals tonight.
Well, here's the thing. I am searching for a headliner. I am bad luck. I'm supposed to work with Lynch. He gets tonsillitis. Now I have the opportunity to work with Norton, and he's in jail.
Right. He gets arrested.
I hope.
I don't believe you should have had Clinton as a guest host.
All right, dude, we got to go back. Someone's from the mayor's office. Hold on.
All right, buddy.
Bye. Is the mayor's office?
All right.
It's the same guy?
All right, please hold on to this elevator music, and we get more information. Hold on. We now return you to our regularly scheduled program. That was a big waste of time. Trying to get information here.
Well, let's see if this is real. Mike heard from Wendy, incest girl, who was on the teen voyeur bus. Mike, what's up?
Yeah.
Hey, are
my
you?
Sister just called me Wendy.
That's your sister.
Yes.
Wait, are you the guy that felt her up?
What? Yes, I'm the guy who felt her up.
Okay. Now,
okay.
What info could she give? Did she give you?
She said you guys should defuse the situation.
Oh, is this the same jerk?
Get on the rooftops and defuse it.
Dude, you are a tool. Go ahead, listen to yourself on the radio. There you go. You happy? There. Okay.
And when we take a break and we'll just...
Yeah.
I think we're going to wrap this up soon because now it's getting stupid.
Yeah, it's getting stupid and we're not getting real information. We would love to sit here and give you people info as it comes into us, but for some reason, tools call up.
All right, we'll be back. I learned something today.
What?
You and I never learn.
I don't get it. I honestly don't get it.
We can tell people that we have a high-powered attorney on the case.
Yeah.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. You know who you are. It's a big gun, because we're not fooling around.
Oh, yeah. No, this is serious.
It's a big gun, though. He's making some calls.
People actually writing saying, I missed the show today. What happened? To put it in a nutshell, we had nude teen voyeur bus driving down Broadway and then back up 6th Avenue. Took almost the whole show. A lot of people calling in with their sightings and everything. They ended up with a pretty big police escort, went down to Wall Street. On the way back, they got to where? About 40th Street. They were pulled over by
not one, not two, but
higher up brass cops, sheriffs, paddy wagons. The bus was boarded. Everyone was taken off and subsequently taken down to a police station. And from everything we get coming through, they're going to be run through the system.
The classic, though, was Psycho Mark calling us from the back of the paddy wagon.
The people include Melanie, 18, Wendy, 19, Jesse, 19, Jackie, 19. Renee jumped off the bus before it left. Renee, one of the teens that got scared of the huge crowd in front of Carnegie Hall when the bus left. So she left the bus. Aquila and Tisha are the two girls from Voya Bus. They all got taken down. Psycho Mark, Steve C. from Foundry Music, Rick. Lewis Black from The Daily Show.
Who's too neurotic. He can't handle something like this.
Jim Norton.
Who opened up for Dice.
Who was supposed to be playing at Rascals tonight, filling in for Stephen Lynch, who got sick.
Right.
And the bus driver. I believe that's it. I believe that was everyone on the bus. They all got taken down. Now, we don't know. Something. We keep getting info, but we're not sure.
Well, let's see if this police officer has any info. Sir.
Yes.
What's up?
This is the best information you're going to get.
Okay.
They're going to be arrested on a DCON, which is a disorderly conduct.
Okay.
They're going to get put through the system. The latest they'll be let out, the latest they'll probably get let out is 8 o'clock in the morning. They're going to probably get to the earliest arraignment. If not, they'll be getting out any time before 2 a.m.
This is still all speculation.
No, this isn't speculation.
Oh, really?
Yes.
All right.
Nudge, nudge, wink, wink, not speculation?
Correct.
Okay.
They can get out as early as 2 a.m. They can get out as late as 8 a.m. in the morning.
All right, as opposed to 8 a.m. at night.
So we got a long night ahead of us.
Correct. So the best I can tell you to do is just keep, if you do have a lawyer on the case, it's the best thing, because the quicker the lawyer gets down to central booking, the quicker the case will be seen.
Yeah.
So, because the lawyers, even if you say it's a high-powered attorney, if he knows somebody on the inside, they'll get him in and out as fast as possible. So the latest they could probably be in there until the latest dinner break, which is 11:30. They break from 11:30 to 12:30, and then they're back from 1 to 2, and then after 2 o'clock, circuit court's closed.
All right. Now, it does sound like you're legit. What can Ant and I do?
What can you and Ant do?
Should we go down there? What should we do? Should we wait for a call?
Just to be honest, to be totally honest with you,
yeah,
I wouldn't go down if I were you.
All right. No, that's good info. I don't know. Hello?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that's the best I can tell you. I have to go now.
All right.
All right?
All right, man. Thanks. Thank you, buddy.
No problem.
All right. There was a little information.
I think that's good info right there.
What happened to the CNN report? I think there was an ulterior motive there, too. I think they got a lot of good footage of this so they could do the story and then ratted it out to the mayor's office. Could be.
Yeah, CNN was on the bus. That is a fact.
We also have a guy that just feedback that looks like he left the number and stuff from the New York Post. I don't think we could really talk about this off the air until we see what goes on. Yeah, give him a call.
Who is this? Turn around.
Oh, I almost said give him a call, Rick. Here it is. Hold on. Let me get it for you. And then call him up and say we really can't talk about it right now. But if he listens on the air.
We said it all on the air.
We pretty much have been saying everything on the air. I'm looking. Got this instant feedback. There it is.
You know that guy?
Let me see.
Hold on. Let me turn it around.
Let me see. Use those new eyes.
Wait, where am I looking? Oh, yeah, I do.
Oh, okay. Yeah, there's a number.
That's not a cute radio columnist. That's like one of the big wigs, man. It's always cute to get your name in the little David Hinckley radio column or John Minnelli's column, but that's like...
If he wants to call us and talk to us on the air, that's fine.
Yeah, call him right now.
We've always been fine with talking on the air because it's our show. You know, whatever we say is on the air.
Janitor from the station.
Watch. I got to go up the phone soon. I got the door locked. Listen, I'm sitting there. I see the one.
Wait, buddy.
Yeah.
This is way too real. We're not trying to do a radio.
He's doing a radio bit. You know what he's doing? I could tell right from what he said.
All right.
See? He had to say it because I had him pegged in a second.
Tool. That was a good try, though. Joe, what's up?
Hey, guys. I called earlier from FEMA in Newark.
Yeah.
And in regard to some information we're getting copied on. And one of the things that we just got copied on about 40 minutes ago was that there's an investigation taking place in regards to a breach of integrity of a secured route, basically with a motorcade going down. And the 60 minutes within prior to like a president or any state official going into a secured area.
And ruining traffic, right?
It's the highest level of security, and you breached it.
Oh, so
and that's why FEMA and the Social Security, Secret Service are investigating.
Oh, so.
And what they're looking for is cause and effect of what caused that breach. And that's a real serious offense, and probably more serious than some of these people being on the bus.
So I think there's an underlying thing that's being investigated here, which would probably would involve him. I don't think a mayor would get too upset about whatever it was, naked people, whatever, being on the bus.
Well, maybe right in front of City Hall didn't help. But
good luck, man.
All right, thank you, John.
Thanks.
Let's go to Jimmy. Jimmy, what's up?
Okay, I was outside the police station, and I saw the bus driver was let out. They took his information, and since he was hired, they just took his information and let him out. And I saw the bus, and I was very injured, and I want to sue them.
Oh, damn it, you ass wipes.
Another tool.
We're going to have to get
off. It's so hard. You know something? Look, I'm going to say it. We tried to stay on the air until something's remedied. And what happens after our show is over at 7 o'clock? Jerk-offs call when we're trying to get real info. What do you think this is? You know, you're going to call up and get your little voice on the air? Ooh.
Eric Hauer, what's up?
Hey, what's up, guys? I'm from New York 1. I was just, what is going on? We're kind of late in the game in New York 2. I called up one of my correspondents. They said there's some kind of naked voyeur bus. Now, is this true? And what was the point of this? Was this another stunt?
Yeah, so just, you know, we can't even stay on the air and do this.
Because now a ton of people are
calling. Because now you just get jackasses calling. God, poor Don and Mike. They're lucky they're not on live. If this is the caliber of ass F's that call up after 7 o'clock, I'm so glad I get off the air.
Rich.
Hey, how you guys doing? Listen, the idiot that called before, it's not a decon. He wasn't a cop. First of all, it's discon, not decon, okay?
Decon Fogel.
Yeah, exactly. That moron. You don't go through the system for that. It's a criminal court summons. It's the pink part of the summons. They do a warrant check. They don't print you. They send you on your way. You just have to produce ID. It's a traffic ticket.
It's more speculation. Yeah.
Now my other question would be is, the bus is not a public place. The definition of discon is intent to cause public annoyance or alarm, and then there's like seven subs below it. But it has to be in a public place. A bus is not a public place. So, I don't see where they're going with this.
Yeah, well.
They're probably going to give them all discon summonses, and the summonses will all be thrown out in court. That's what this comes down to.
The problem is what happens afterwards as far as disposing of this whole thing, you know, whatever happens. But right now, they can do whatever they want. You know, they could arrest them. They could run them through the system.
I don't see that as, in this administration, it's a public relations nightmare. They're going to put, you know, and my other question is, the people that run Voyeur Bus, did they research this? Because I remember somebody calling earlier saying that women didn't win the right to go topless. You know, I mean, I don't work on patrol, so I don't know. I don't know the ins and outs of that.
All right. Yeah, we'll see what happens.
I don't see this as a big problem, guys.
All right, Rich, thank you.
You guys will take it easy.
Thank you. We really should get Tony from Rascals on because we effed up his world.
Hey, Tony, sorry, man.
No problem. How you guys doing?
We had your headliner arrested.
We love Rascals.
Yeah. I know you guys are great help. You know, you're great help. We got the third string here. We got the fabulous Paul Bond tonight.
Okay.
Yeah.
Very cool.
All right, Paul's down there.
Yeah.
We like Paul. Who else?
He's Rob Falcone. I think you know Rob. And
And Gorilla Boy.
And Gorilla Boy. Yeah.
All right. There you go.
Yeah. We're in good shape.
Yeah, as long as they don't get arrested on the way there.
Hey, Tony, we'll make it up to you, all right?
Hey, we appreciate everything you guys do for us.
All right, man.
Hey, we love you.
All right.
Peace.
Yeah, Jim Norton was arrested, who was supposed to appear at Rascals tonight.
You believe.
There's a lot of comedy involved with this whole mess, but someday we'll all laugh about it, right, Anthony?
Yeah.
You know, I honestly think we should just get off the air because now it's just getting stupid. We really wanted to stay on to, you know, try to figure out what the hell was going on, but... Too many people just effing.
Yeah, they just wreck it. We can't be sifting through 10 jerk-off phone callers to get to one that's actually legit. So, you know, sorry, we'd like to hang out, but there's too many ass Fs that don't know how to, don't know how to call a radio station without trying to do some kind of wacky bit or something that might have been relevant in 1988. But there you go. We'll keep you updated. And to tell you the truth, if I hear anything or Opie hears anything and tells me or something, if Opie doesn't want to do it or something, I'll call Ron and Fez later on.
Oh, yeah.
When they're on the air.
No, I'll do it, too.
give an update to anybody who wants to hear it. Maybe the people on the message board then could get on and
see. Now someone's on the line going, they're letting the girls go.
Yeah, but now
we don't know.
Yeah.
I'll ask them off air because I know where they are.
All right, good idea. Yeah, see that. You know what? Don and Mike do have one good idea that they do with the... I don't want to make it sound that way. They have more than one good idea. When it comes to phone calls, though, they have a good idea. They make the people give them the phone number. Then they call back. And then if it's bull-ass, you give the phone number out to everybody.
Right.
And they call and hound them. Ah, look, see? Where'd it go? Where'd that call go, Ben? He's a liar.
Of course.
So how the hell are we supposed to stay on the air and do something? Hotline?
Seems like someone's a little jealous and trying to, you know, get in on this.
Yeah.
Not important.
Huh?
Not important on line 6. Oh, okay. Yeah, on the hotline for our show. Not important.
Not important. Why would he type not important? What is that?
All right. All the same info's coming in, so we're gonna leave and just wait. What?
Someone from Ron and Fez just calling it. Nothing.
All right.
Just about later.
Listen to the... Here, keep that door open. This is how sick it is out there. Listen to the phones. It's like two or three people answering the calls trying to get info.
Call Ron and Fez. Okay, now I know this is a stupid-ass ratings bit. Oh, yeah.
Hey,
now that's what it is. Like, we just don't want to call later on maybe to let some listeners know what's happening.
Hey, ASF, when you see the whole freaking story on CNN, then tell us it's a stupid radio bit.
It's a radio bit. What a jerk.
Ask the thousands of people that saw the teen voyeur bus today.
That's our limit, I guess. 7 o'clock. After that, it's a bunch of effing C words. Ugh. You disgust me. Goodbye. Sorry for the people that really wanted us to hang out. I apologize, but that's it. Sorry. Unfortunately, we can't get the addresses of these people so you could go over and beat their effing heads in. That would be nice.
Yeah, it's the same old crap.
It's the same crap.
We don't feel like being funny right now. Sorry.
No.
Sorry for that. All right, Ant.
All right.
Guess we'll see you tomorrow.
Yeah, we'll see you tomorrow and let you know what the hell happened. Let's see if we can go back. Maybe there's messages on a machine or something.
That's what I'm hoping for.
All right.
To the ONA Army and our faithful listeners, thank you very much.
Yeah, thanks.
To everyone else, go F yourselves.
Yeah.
Line one.
What a load.
Boom, boom. Just waiting to see what line one is. If it's not
waiting, they're speaking with him. I guess Ben is confirming it. We'll either see it turn yellow.
Huh? Sorry. I thought it might be important, unfortunately.
No, right.
These a-holes keep...
All right. All right, yeah, we're done.
We're done.
We're done. We're done. Thank you.
Thank you. We'll hopefully figure this out tomorrow. Thanks. Yeah.